And we're all set for baseball here at the Mon as we have the starting lineups officially. We have the national anthem sung. And Black Bears are taking the defensive alignment as Amir Wright, Hunter Jump, Ben Fitzgerald will be the first to face off against Luke Eldred. He'll be working with his battery mate tonight, J.C. Santini. The infield from left to right, Tremaine Spears, Anthony Stellan, Jack Elliott, Logan Matthew, and then Turner Hill, Maddox Houghton, and Ruben Fontes for the Black Bears in the outfield. Of course, our umpire crew one more time, Jeff Peel calling balls and strikes, Mike Davis over at first base, and Chris Richards at third base.
Yeah, Eldred on the hill has only made one start this year. It was against these Keys, as you mentioned before. He went five innings, giving up three runs on six hits and a walk. That's good for a 5.40 ERA. He got the win in that one. He offers a four-pitch mix, a fastball, changeup, curveball, and a slider. He throws the fastball 71% of the time, followed by the changeup and curveball 11%, and the slider 5%. He's a pretty good chase rate with that slider, Drew. 31% of the time when he throws it, he gets a whiff.
Absolutely. That whiff rate certainly very crucial to rack up those punch outs that we saw Patrick Miner do with eight last night. Of course, Jeremy Cook Wednesday morning, afternoon, however you want to describe it, with an impressive 13 for the Black Bears. Of course, West Virginia tonight in their traditional home whites and grays, as we don't have to worry about black uniforms for both teams here this evening.
Yeah, I know my parents were in the stands last night, and my mom was very confused as to who was hitting and who was pitching at one point. Apparently she was cheering for the wrong team for about half the game. So
you better hope she's not listening now, or you'll never hear the end of
it. Oh,
and
I know my grandparents are listening. They're definitely getting a laugh out of that. But tonight we have a black and a white, or excuse me, a gray and a white. So that's much better than both teams wearing the same color. So
absolutely, as J.C. Santini will throw down a second to conclude the warm-up period. Amir Wright will step into the left-handed batter's box. 7:07 will be the first pitch, so essentially in baseball terms, right on schedule.
Kind of early, actually, I'm not going to lie. 76 degrees, about 73, 76 degrees, somewhere in there. Cloudy, very humid here at Monongalia County Ballpark.
First pitch from Eldred. Fastball in the inner half of the plate, taken for strike one, and we're underway here at the Mon.
71% of the time you'll see that fastball, so it's more often than not tonight. Almost three-quarters of the time we'll throw it.
0-1. Again, another fastball there from Eldred that Wright, a little bit late too, just gets a piece off the mask of Santini, and Amir Wright quickly behind, no balls and two strikes.
I'm looking for either the curveball or the slider. The slider's only used 5% of the time, but as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, the big whiff rate on it, we'll see.
296 hitter is Wright, the 0-2. It takes that off-speed pitch into right field. That's going to roll all the way to the wall past Fontes and then take a high kick. Fontes will get it in. That will be a leadoff double there for Amir Wright.
Yeah, he left the off-speed pitch right over the heart of the plate. As you get a look at the replay here, he just left it up over the middle, no mistake. Actually misplayed a little bit out there by Fontes. Probably should have cut it off only for a single, but not the best route. It kicks off the fence, and it's a leadoff double for Amir Wright.
So now Hunter Jump will stand in out of the University of Kentucky. Jump is hitting the keys. First pitch to him. Fastball down below the knees for ball one. We mentioned we'll talk about the playlist for the opposing keys. Hunter Jump coming to the plate to All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Classic.
Of course, Amir Wright will be coming up to No Scrubs by TLC. Jump fouling the 1-0 pitch to the netting of the backstop. A change up there from Eldred. Eldred, we're even 1-1. Amir Wright down at second base with the leadoff double. A runner in scoring position here early for the Keys. Eldred from the stretch. Thought about firing home, but instead will step off and see Amir Wright back to second base.
You immediately saw him motioning to go over those signs again. So once again, these guys haven't had a chance to work with each other much, so could have been just a redo of the signs.
1-1, fastball down and in there on Hunter Jump. As the Frederick, left fielder, gets ahead in the count once again.
Crowd still pouring in here at the Mon. I'm expecting a very good crowd tonight on the fireworks. I don't know, we had some big groups in attendance earlier.
Hunter Jump riding a three-game hit streak as the 2-1 fastball spiked in the dirt. Advances the count to Jump. Three balls and a strike, and a great block there from Santini to keep it from the backstop.
Good block there, and he slid out behind Jump and forced the retreat of Wright. 3-1. I'm expecting a challenge pitch here, but we'll see with the base open.
Eldred looking to retire his first batter of the day as Jump skies this 3-1 pitch high in the air out to right center field as Houghton calls off Ruben Fontes to make the grab. Amir Wright tagging up to third in the process, so it puts a runner 90 feet away for Frederick, bringing up Ben Fitzgerald, but an all-important first out.
Yeah, good for both sides there. It's give and take. You'll take the out, but Frederick will definitely take the runner on third base with less than two outs, and their 3-4 hitters coming up to the plate. So Ben Fitzgerald looking to do a job here. All he needs to do is put a ball up in the air deep enough or hit a ball on the ground somewhere. That's probably not third base. He's the only one playing in a little bit. Everybody else at actually kind of deep in the infield.
Very much so. The Black Bears apparently would trade. Harold first pitch swinging on a changeup. High fly ball out to right field. Amir Wright back to tag as Fontes makes the grab. He fires toward the plate. It's going to bring Santini up the line. It's not even on time. And a sacrifice fly there for Ben Fitzgerald. Frederick strikes first.
That's textbook team baseball right there. Hunter Jump advancing the runner with a deep fly ball and first pitch swinging. Fitzgerald gave that a ride just in front of the warning track was Fontes, and he made the catch. There was no chance at getting right a sac fly, and Frederick leads 1-0.
So now it'll bring up the catcher, Robert Brooks, out of Columbus State University in Georgia. First pitch to Brooks. Fastball in the outer half of the plate taken for strike one.
Real good frame right there by Santini. Might have got his guy a strike.
Every pitcher certainly will appreciate that. 0-1, changeup fouled off there by Brooks. He was well out in front of it, now behind, no balls and two strikes. Brook, an impressive 5.33 average here in the early going of the second half with Frederick.
Yeah, that pitch got a piece of Santini. Ooh.
The inner thigh.
That hurts. No padding there as Brooks, the opposing catcher, makes sure he's okay right away. Some sportsmanship there. You'll love to see it.
Of course, Brooks, no stranger to that similar pain. Probably had that happen to him one too many times if you ask him about it.
I'm sure.
0-2 from Eldred. Another fastball. Brooks late to it. Backing out of play over the first base side of the concourse. Brooks, a native of Marietta, Georgia, riding a four-game hit streak. Columbus State, a Division II product, led the Cougars in average, home runs, RBIs, and on-base percentage. Certainly a powerful bat here for the Frederick Keys as this 0-2 pitch blocked in the dirt there by Santini. Another changeup from Luke Eldred.
Throws that changeup 11% of the time. It's a righty-righty matchup here, and the slider of him to maybe yank one here.
1-2 to Brooks, another fastball. This one above the letters, count evens 2-2. So when you look at Eldred analytically, primarily relies upon a two-pitch mix, the fastball and the changeup, and then we'll sprinkle in the slider and the curveball on occasion just to kind of keep them as secondary weapons. 2-2, curveball in the dirt there. Appeal out to first base umpire Mike Davis, signaling that Brooks held up in time and the count runs full.
Eldred had him 0-2, foul ball, and now three straight pitches that were not in the zone. You have the dangerous Jake Plastiak on deck hitting from his left, natural left-handed side, so not good. You got to get him here.
Payoff pitch waved at and missed as Eldred blew the fastball by Brooks there for his first punch out of the day, but not before Amir Wright's double comes around to score on the sacrifice fly from Ben Fitzgerald. We're through half an inning here at the Mullen. Keys over the Black Bears 1-0 with West Virginia coming to bat right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. back for the bottom of the first. Turner Hill, Ruben Fontes, Ryan Hernandez, the first three to face Alan Sathoff as the defensive alignment for the Keys. Sathoff working with Brooks behind the plate. Ben Fitzgerald at third. Tyrese Claiborne at short. Henry Adam Brower at second. Alex Beza at first. In the outfield from left to right is Hunter Jump, Amir Wright, and Matt Odom. Turner Hill out of Marietta College in his hometown of Marietta, Ohio. An impressive 500 hitter, a first pitch fastball from Sathoff in there for strike one.
Yeah, we'll see the fastball at 46% of the time. It's a five-pitch mix for the right-hander.
Sathoff working from the right side, the 0-1. Another fastball missing above the letters there to even the count, a ball and a strike.
So fastball at 46% of the time. He has a curveball, a changeup, a slider, and a quote, unknown pitch, which Drew and I have decided is either another fastball or a sinker.
1-1 there to Hill. He fouls it off on a fastball up and in. Now a ball and two strikes. Of course, that being determined solely based upon the velocity of it, sitting at an average of 91. So you would have to imagine nobody's throwing an off-speed pitch here in the draft league at 91.
And it's the hardest pitch he throws as well.
1-2 to Hill. Down and in on the Black Bears leadoff hitter. Count back even, two balls and two strikes.
And that's average velocity too, Drew. So there are some that are above that as well.
Of course, really showing he can gear back and look for more as 2-2 there to Hill. Stone cold take there from Hill on a changeup to run the count full.
Ooh, I thought they were going to get him there, but it was a good take.
Of course, Turner Hill was a two-way player at Marietta. Only outfield here for West Virginia. Grounds the full count pitch to Alex Beza at first, who fields it cleanly and steps on the bag for out number one.
Yeah, just rolled over on that one. And right to the first baseman, Beza, who took it himself.
That'll bring up Ruben Fontes, the 333 hitter out of Northwestern. Looking to get the Black Bears in the hit column here for the first time tonight. Fontes has found his home for West Virginia out in right field. First pitch swinging, high fly ball out to deep right field. Odom back makes the grab on the warning track. Thought maybe Fontes had a chance to get that one into his own bullpen, but the ballpark keeps it in.
Yeah, it looked good off the bat, and freezing for a second out there was Odom, but he tracks back to the warning track and makes the grab for out number two. Here comes a big boy who can hit home runs.
Ryan Hernandez, first official at bat in a starting lineup for the Black Bears in the second half here at the Mon. Of course, saw him pinch hit last night, was ultimately intentionally walked by Joe Oliver, and as we said in the pregame show, can't blame Oliver in the slightest, especially when Hernandez had a 3-1 count and his 356 average certainly makes that decision all the more understandable. Thanks. Out of the University of Houston. First pitch swinging and a fastball comes up empty.
We talked about Frederick hitters coming absolutely unglued last night in the ninth inning. Hernandez takes those healthy hacks, but he never really finishes ugly on them, as that one he finished two hands, powerful position, and looked like he was still ready to go.
0-1 fastball cranked out to deep center field. Amir Wright will settle underneath of it on the warning track. So a pair of hard hit balls off the bats of Fontes and Hernandez, but the ballpark able to contain them both as Sathoff works a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning as we're through an inning of play here at the Mon. Still Frederick 1, West Virginia 0. Right. Top of the second, Luke Eldred back out now to face Jake Plastiak, Alex Beza, followed by Matt Odom in the Frederick lineup. 5, 6, and 7, certainly not going to be an easy task as we get another look at the 90s opposing walk-up songs. And for Jake Plastiak, Say My Name by Destiny's Child, an all-time classic of the 90s. Eldred set at the rubber. First pitch to Plastiak. Fastball. Plastiak late to it, fouling it back and out of play over the third base side.
I say it every time he comes up, but he's ever dangerous. We talked in the pregame show about it. He was hitting from the right side in BP into his own bullpen and over the wall by the scoreboard. Then he switched to left, and he was hitting it up near us on the home run porch. So always dangerous, Jake Plastiak.
A one pitch waved at and missed there. Plastiak again late to the fastball, now quickly behind. Speaking of players in BP hitting home runs into bullpens, Black Bears manager Jed Jerko was cranking them in BP as well. He took one over into the Keys bullpen.
I wish I was able to see that one. You should have got a video, Drew.
0-2, fastball up and in on Plastiak. Unfortunately, at the time, I was in the midst of a conversation and was just observing, so just got to, unfortunately, only witness that, but Jed doesn't like his picture or video taken anyways.
True.
1-2, slider there from Eldred, missing on the inner half of the plate. We're back even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Eldred set at the belt, kicks and deals on 2-2. Plastiak fouls that one directly above our heads as he gets a piece of another fastball, and Eldred continues the fight.
Lower, Jake. Lower. Need one to come in here. I need to get the hands ready.
You really want a ball coming off the bat of Jake Plastiak into this booth?
That's a good point. Okay, not him. Anybody but him.
Plastiak hitting 266 here with the Keys as he grounds that 2-2 pitch hard down the third base line, rather first base line, but foul regardless.
Just rolled over on that. He was early, hit it hard. Way out in front of the off-speed pitch. I don't know if you really want to challenge this guy with a fastball, but looking for the change of the curve, 11% usage for both of those pitches.
2-2, fastball grounded to short, fielded on the backhand by Stellan, slings it over to first, but not in time as Plastiak beats it out for a leadoff infield single.
Yeah, not much chance there. They had him shifted up the middle just a bit as Stellan was playing pretty much even with the bag out there in shallow center, honestly, and he had to go a long way into the hole, and he even made it a play, but not quite enough. I don't think anybody is making that play in the MLB Draft League.
Absolutely not. As Jake Plastiak goes again, hope you're listening if you're still considering banning the shift.
Stupid roll. Such a terrible roll.
Alex Beza coming to the plate with Plastiak over at first, swinging away at an 88-mile-per-hour fastball coming up empty. Beza here with the Keys, one of their finest, hitting 242.
Now, Drew, I saw they were implementing, they called it the pie slice. They drew, like, diagonal lines from second base out to the outfield, and you couldn't have a fielder in that pie slice when the pitch was delivered. I don't think that's quite the solution, but they're on the right track.
0-1 fastball missing above the letters and outside, even the count 1-1.
Good.
The idea there with the pie slice, certainly you get where they're going with it, but at the same time, there's such a large area in that pie slice.
See, I would go just a straight line from the bag back. You can't cross that bag before the pitch is thrown.
1-1 fastball on the inner half of the plate taken for strike two, and that's exactly where I was thinking as well. You put a straight line on the back corner of the bag, and no member of the middle infield could even make it so they can't even have a foot on the line.
You stand right next to it if you really want to. But that's what we've seen kind of in the draft league. Haven't seen excessive shifting, but you see the guy playing in the hole on the pole side.
Absolutely. 1-2. Change up there. Waved at and missed as Eldred gets his second strikeout in as many innings. And a big first out here as Matt Odom comes to the plate and a double play candidate to say the least.
Yeah, nice pitch right there. And this lineup chalked full of lefties tonight for Frederick as we get another one in Oldham. But like I was saying before, so with this lefty coming up, With a runner on, it's a little different right now, but if there was no one on, you would probably see the second baseman, Elliott, really playing in the hole, kind of almost in the grass, and then the shortstop would play just to his side of the bag, which would be where the roll would come in.
Yes.
And that's perfect because there's still room to hit, but you're still shading. It's the best of both worlds.
First pitch to Odom, a fastball skying that one in the air towards section 102, but it lands on the roof. Odom hitless here as a member of the Keys. Of course, Matt Odom, we saw him one game, the first series in Frederick, catching for the Black Bears as Nolan Metcalf had not made his way to Morgantown yet. J.C. Santini was the only catcher listed on the roster, so the Black Bears had to borrow Matt Odom for a game to command the zone for the Black Bears pitching staff as that 0-1 pitch runs in and hits him. 75-mile-per-hour curveball there puts runners at first and second now for Tyrese Claiborne.
So much for old friends, Drew. Just drilled him right in the foot as it looked like it got away from him as we get a look at the replay. Oh, it was inside all the way and got him on the back foot, I believe. No protection there. One gone. He could still roll a double play here. Claiborne has some speed, though. So it'll have to be pretty much right at an infielder, you would assume, or hit hard.
I agree. Claiborne hitting 227 out of Texas Southern here in the MLB Draft League. First pitch to him. Fastball just missing outside for ball one.
Jeff Peel behind the plate not really giving anything. As we saw last night, the zone was a little bit wider.
Absolutely. That's the only downfall here in the draft league with having a different crew every night is that you get different zones each game as Claiborne thought about squaring the bunt, pulls it back on a fastball that was above the letters.
2-0 now. You have the threat of the bunt, so it looks like Spears is going to stay behind the bag at third base. Be very interesting to see here. You got the 9-hitter on deck. You got to come after Claiborne right here. You can't lose him.
Eldred set the 2-0. Fastball fouled straight back into the netting. 2-1 now to Claiborne.
Definitely came right after him, that's for sure. Put it right in there, and Claiborne able to foul it off. Move the count to 2-1. Still work to do out there on the mound, though, by Eldred.
Plastiak down at second. Oldham at first. One out here in the top of the second. Keys ahead of the Black Bears 1-0. Eldred set. Fastball up and in, now 3-1 on the Key shortstop.
Don't want to walk the bases loaded, that's for sure. Got to attack right here. 71% fastball usage, about to get a tick higher in my opinion. I'd be shocked if they go with anything but the fastball.
Eldred only one walk the last time he faced the Keys, so certainly not a guy who gives out free passes like it's a lemonade stand, but certainly don't want to do so, as you just mentioned. And
he does.
Speak of the devil, he does. Fastball up and in. Five-pitch walk to Tyrese Claiborne. Gives him the trot down to first. And now Henry Adam Brower coming to the plate.
Well, here's the song we were talking about, Drew.
The one you liked out of the 90s playlist, Wonderwall by Oasis for Henry Adam Brower.
See, like, if I was a Frederick player coming with the Wonderwall, I feel like that'd give me superpowers. Like, that would just help me on the road here.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in this playlist. You know, they almost sound like underrated walk-up songs that kind of get overlooked.
Yes.
Brower hitting 294. First pitch fastball up and in, backs him off the plate.
Got to find the zone here if you're Luke Eldred, as Santini's thinking the same thing I was. He's going to go out and chat with the right-hander. Nowhere to put Brower, the 9-hitter. Of course, the double play is very much in play with a ground ball. If I'm coaching third base, I'm actually going to give Brower the take until you get a strike instruction. As, what, five of his last six pitches have been non-strikes?
Yeah, I mean, he threw five pitches to Claiborne. Four of the five were out of the zone, and then the one here to Henry Adam Brower. So,
and he hit Oldham, so that's six of seven.
Yes.
Out of the zone.
If you want to complete the at-bat of Odom, 6 of 8 with the first pitch strike, but even still, not something you want to see for Eldred, and there he does catch the zone at the knees with an 88-mile-per-hour fastball.
Very nice pitch right there, just laid it in on the knees and taking all the way as I thought. still have to attack. He's hitting ninth for a reason.
Long pause from Eldred. 1-1 waved at and missed into the glove of J.C. Santini as Eldred really just ramped the fastball up there and blew it by him.
88 on the gun still. It looked a lot harder than that, though,
yes.
Drew. It really did. It was high and a big old whiff by Brower. In the driver's seat now, I still attack if I am on the mound.
1-2 to Brower. Called strike three on the outer half of the plate. Throws Brower and a big second out there for Luke Eldred.
Well, bottom line is it's too close to take, and I think Santini stole another strike right there, but it's on the edge. It's definitely up to the discretion of home plate umpire Jeff Peel, and he also determined it was too close. So lineup flips over to Amir Wright, who doubled in his first time.
Eldred will certainly want the better of Amir Wright here in this outing.
Another lefty, too.
First pitch fastball, outer half of the zone, taken for strike one.
Four straight strikes since Santini's been out to the mound. Whatever he said is working. See if he can minimize damage, which hasn't been done yet in this inning. Talk about it all the time, minimizing the damage and giving your offense a chance to get in the game. That's what they did in the first half, and that's what they did yesterday.
0-1 to right. Fastball up and away to even the count, 1-1.
I just missed there, up and away. Not really a competitive pitch. That's okay. We can deal with that. Every pitch with the bases loaded is crucial, but this one feels extremely important because 2-1 and 1-2 look a lot different.
Absolutely. Crucial at-bat here for Eldred. 1-1. Pitch in the dirt there. A changeup from the Black Bears right-hander.
Missed there. Down and low, another not really competitive pitch. It's going to take a breath there out on the mound and deliver your best pitch here.
Long pause from Eldred, then delivers, and Amir Wright slaps that one 8-2 our left, and then it'll drop down into section 103 as the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes.
All right, 2-2. I don't necessarily know if you want to challenge him directly. I'm looking for an off-speed pitch changeup, but it's still in the zone, or at least breaking out of the zone at the last second.
2-2 from Eldred. Called strike three at the knees, freezing Amir Wright like a statue. Back-to-back K is there for Luke Eldred to leave the bases full as we're through an inning and a half here at the Mon. Frederick 1, West Virginia 0, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Bottom of the second, Logan Matthew, Jack Elliott plate for West Virginia, 4, 5, and 6 to face Alan Sathoff.
See if we can get something started here. It was a easy 9-pitch inning for Sathoff. Of course, 2 flyouts to the warning track. The park held him. We saw that happen last night, too.
First pitch here to Matthew. Fastball outside for ball one. Matthew hitting 250 out of Liberty University, and certainly appeal to the West Virginia crowd here with his walk-up song of God's Country by Blake Shelton.
Can't go wrong. Really cannot.
Sathoff from the windup, the 1-0, and Matthew crushes this one out to right field. Odom's going to watch it fly. A solo shot off the bat of Logan Matthew. West Virginia tying it with one swing of the bat here in the bottom of the second. Matthew absolutely unleashing on that ball. We're tied here in the bottom of the second. 1-1 off the bat of Logan Matthew.
There's the power lefty stroke that the one thing the Black Bears were missing in the first half was a power lefty bat to go out there to right field, right center field. And he gets the pitch where he wants. As you look at the replay, middle in. Makes no mistake. Odom can do nothing but watch it go near the batting cages out in right center over the 375 sign. So that's two flouts to the warning track and finally the big fly. We're tied at one.
Was the third home run as a Black Bear for Logan Matthew to bring up Jack Elliott, waving and missing at a first pitch fastball for strike one. Elliott, a 278 hitter. Of course, those flyouts to the warning track in the first only meant it was a matter of time before one got over the fence as that 0-1 fastball catches the knees for strike two.
See if they can keep barreling up Sathoff here. Got to protect here, though. It's 0-2 on Elliott very quickly.
0-2 to the Mercyhurst product, waving and missing there, down on three strikes, and very much frustrated there was Jack Elliott.
That's how you respond if you're Sathoff. Heck of a response. That one had some late life to it. That might have been that unknown pitch that we deemed a sinker or a two-seam. It had some movement, but was still thrown hard.
Elliott now bringing up Tremaine Spears out of Southern. Looking to get the Black Bears in the hit column once again as first pitch off speed there. Curveball from Sathoff taken for strike one.
Oh, nice pitch right there. It's four straight now after the home run. Just laying him in there. He's working quick, too.
0-1 waved at and missed there by Spears. Now behind, no balls and two strikes.
It's another really nice pitch. That one just fell off the table once again. We saw a lot of those curveballs that fell off the table last night. Continuing that trend today.
Now a long pause here from Sathoff. The 0-2. And now Spears taking this one the opposite way. That'll drop into right field for a base hit. Spears with an all-important hit here in the second to keep West Virginia's momentum going and bring up Maddox Houghton.
It's a nice piece of hitting right there. Nice inside-outside swing. Take the pitch in the middle of the plate and just slap it the other way, 0-2 for a base hit. Got a runner on and one down.
Houghton hitting 250 out of Lipscomb, native of Dalton, Georgia.
Tough night for Houghton last night, 0 for 5, made the final out. Let's see if he can bounce back here.
First pitch, curveball to him, taken for strike one. Houghton certainly will not be proud of that effort last night as the keys sit double play depth, particularly the middle infielders, 0-1 to him. Fastball in the outer half, taken for strike two. And now Sathoff going to throw over to first, keeping tabs on Tremaine Spears.
Two straight checks of first now.
Not entirely sure what that's about because Tremaine Spears was only 9 of 16 at Southern in terms of stolen bases. So not necessarily the 0-2 curveball breaks on the outer half of the plate, just a bit too far outside, giving Houghton some life. Long pause here from Sathoff. The 1-2, Houghton off the end of his barrel, spoils it, just lives to see another pitch.
Good job spoiling that pitch away. Didn't want any part of it and just smacked it the other way. I forget who it was for Frederick last night, but it was like the most impressive thing ever. He was bailing out of the batter's box and then quickly got back in and quarter swung and chopped the ball foul to stay alive. That was impressive stuff.
1-2 here to Houghton. Check swing, but it's called strike three on the outer half of the zone. Two Ks here in the inning for Sathoff, and now it'll bring up J.C. Santini.
Yeah, I think that one probably would have been called a strike. What are you? Are you scoring that looking or swinging, Drew?
I'm scoring that looking. I mean, that was right there on the outer half. He started to go around, but I think if the pitch wasn't in the zone, he would have clearly held up in time.
Yeah, I agree. It was a very nice pitch right there. Could probably have gone either way, but it's a strike regardless, and there are two away with a runner on first for Santini. Another good walk-up song here.
Out of Northwestern, and to your point about backing out of the zone and getting the end of the bat, I think it was Santini that did that last night.
Was it Santini? It might have been. I think it was a catcher or somebody who usually plays catcher.
Santini, he was out in left field.
That's right. Yeah, that was very impressive. I'm not really sure how he did that.
First pitch there to Santini, catching the zone at knee height for strike one. Pitch home from Sathoff. Fastball in the outer half, taken for strike two. And after that home run, Sathoff has really been working efficiently.
Just about to say that he's been fantastic after the home run. Looks like he got it out of his system and said, all right, let's get back to work. And that's exactly what he's done. He's been ahead of everybody here in just the one nice piece of hitting single.
0-2, fastball up and in there, backing Santini off the plate a bit.
1-2, I'm going to look at the 8% slider, his least used pitch. 52% chase right, look to get Santini flailing here.
1-2, as Spears takes off for second, doesn't matter as Santini waves and misses as Alan Sathoff strikes out the side, but not before he gives up a moonshot off the bat of Logan Matthew and then a single off the barrel of Tremaine Spears. We head to the top of the third, 1-1 here at the Mon. Julia's Pepperoni Roll Race coming up, and we'll bring you the winner when we return here at Mon County Ballpark on the Black Bears Radio Network.
First point of contact for improved well-being. WVU Medicine's primary care providers deliver top quality care close to home for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. They specialize in diagnosing, treating, and preventing a wide variety of conditions. And if needed, can refer you to a WVU Medicine specialist for more advanced care. Visit wvumedicine.org/primary care.
Pepperoni and cheese patty, tonight's winner, giving her an impressive 9 wins here to this point, leading the pack. Double Stuff Dave with 7. Hot pepper. A little bit of a tight race still, but pepperoni and cheese patty with the edge as Luke Eldred will be out here facing Hunter Jump, Ben Fitzgerald, and they'll be followed by Robert Brooks, 2, 3, and 4 in the Frederick lineup.
He did well to work out of his one-out bases-loaded jam last inning, striking out both the 9 and 1 hitters looking. And Santini, I probably got him both of those calls framing. I'm up to 3 now that Santini stolen for him.
I would quite honestly argue that's 4 there as the first pitch fastball's down at the knees, taken for strike one.
I agree. I put a tally mark up here next to my track.
Eldred from the windup as Jump lines this one out to left center field. Houghton over and plenty of time to make the grab for out number one.
That looked like Caden Trankel out in center field. What a route that was. Houghton just had a beat on it all the way, and that at first I thought might have been trouble, but no issues out there for Houghton. A great break on the ball and was there in plenty of time.
Of course, Caden Trankel, 9th round pick of the Oakland A's just a few weeks ago. Wishing him and every member of the Black Bears who has already started pro ball the best of luck as Ben Fitzgerald will step in. Eldred getting the sign relayed to him by Santini. First pitch, looping curveball in there for strike one.
And going back to whenever Santini went out to talk to Eldred on the mound, he's been very good. He's set down three straight. He's been ahead of every hitter thus far as well.
It's been an entirely different pitcher since Santini talked to him.
Really has.
0-1 to Fitzgerald. Fastball down and in. Even a ball and a strike.
You got to imagine those conversations go something like, let's go, throw the ball, put it in my glove right where I put it, and you'll be fine. And he goes, okay, and then he goes on and does it.
Of course, a bunch of expletives mixed in there.
Oh, yeah, that was the clean version.
Long pause from Eldred, the 1-1. Fastball in there at the knees, taken for strike two.
Had a nice pitch right there. Still looking for the slider. I don't think either pitcher has thrown one yet. We will see.
Fitzgerald looking to protect with two strikes as Eldred delivers. Swing and a miss. It carries to the backstop, and it'll go down as a strikeout and a wild pitch, allowing Fitzgerald to reach with one out.
Unfortunate there. Very unfortunate, but he buried the curveball too well, and it snuck through Santini's legs. Definitely will go as a wild pitch. We saw last night the Black Bears get a runner on, I believe it was Fernandez, via a strikeout, and he actually scored in the first inning of that game.
That'll bring up Frederick catcher Robert Brooks out of Marietta, Georgia, as Fitzgerald takes off, throw down to second, he got him!
Oh, not even close, he was dead meat.
J.C. Santini, tremendous work behind the plate, stealing strikes and gunning him out on the bases. And even to make things that much better, the pitch into Brooks was called a strike.
That was beautiful. Santini is having a heck of a game behind the plate thus far, throwing that runner out, and he's bought four or five strikes already for his arm.
0-1 from Eldred. Looping curveball dropping below the knees to even the count, a ball and a strike. As if you're listening at home, score that one 2-4, caught stealing. It was Jack Elliott who nicely applied the tag.
Very satisfying, caught stealings.
0-2 to Brooks. A fastball outside for ball one. Pitch home, check swing there from Brooks, hit the zone. Another curveball there from Eldred, can't find it at the knees. Crowd starting to get into it a little bit here, recognizing that Luke Eldred, one pitch away from getting out of the third. He kicks and deals as it's lined into center field off the bat of Brooks for a two-out single.
Yeah, that ball was tattooed right back up the gut. There's not really much anybody could do there. I thought Houghton was going to have a play at first as he was coming on hard, but lets up, rightfully so, as it takes one bounce off the turf and gets it right into the glove. And now Plastiak up with a guy on. Not the best situation ever. I say it every time he comes up.
Absolutely. I mean, an opposing pitcher never wants to face Jake Plastiak, and when you got a guy on, that makes it even that much more disastrous potentially, as Plastiak fouls the first pitch fastball backing out of play on the third base side of the park for a long strike one.
Plastiak singled and reached third last inning. He led off last inning. It was that technical infield single as shortstop Stellan was pretty much up the middle and made a nice play to stop the ball, but I don't think anybody in the draft league was going to throw out Plastiak. He was well safe.
Plastiak emerging as a strong member of the Keys lineup as Plastiak lines one, and that was about a few inches away from landing into the visiting radio booth. Plastiak tried to give his own broadcaster a souvenir.
Oh, that was close. I was ready. I dropped my pen and everything. I had the hands out.
Plastiak out of the box and back in.
It hit the just below the windows here to our left.
Long pause from Eldred, the 0-2. Plastiak hard hit past the diving Tremaine Spears. That'll carry into left field. Back-to-back two-out singles for Frederick, and Alex Beza will come to the plate.
He has a nice one. That's twice that Plastiak has put it on the left side of the infield. That was a hit either way, shift or no shift. So work around some more trouble here with two gone.
Of course, Beza certainly no easy out. Luke Eldred looking to get out of another jam here. Stranded, the bases loaded in the second.
And how big does that caught stealing look now?
Very big. First pitch fastball taken on the outer half for strike one. I mean, that's the difference between first and second with two outs or the bases loaded with one out.
Of course, that was a strikeout that he reached on, so.
Also true.
Kind of canceled each other out almost that way.
Eldred, quick look down a second and delivers the 0-1. That's back and out of play over our heads as Beza quickly having to protect here with no balls and two strikes.
Looking for a big out right here, 0-2. You've got a pitch or two to play with. I'm burying something for sure.
Eldred shaking off signs. Multiple signs, that is. Continuing to go through them with J.C. Santini now stepping off the rubber to go through them once again. Have to imagine Eldred was looking for something specific and now apparently gets one he likes from Santini. Delivering 0-2, swung on and missed. The changeup there from Eldred, that's what he wanted. Ends the inning with a punch out as Eldred strands two more Frederick Keys. Through 2.5 here at the Mon, Frederick 1, West Virginia 1 on the Black Bears Radio Network. Back for the bottom of the third, 9-1-2 coming to the plate for the Black Bears, Anthony Stellan, Turner Hill, Ruben Fontes. Looking to keep the momentum going for the Black Bears after recording a pair of hits last inning, one of them being the ever-impressive home run out to right center field off the bat of Logan Matthew.
Looking for Stellan to improve on his start here, only hitting 227, looking to get hot maybe. See if he can get something started here in the bottom of the third out of the nine hole before the lineup turns over to Hill and Fontes.
First pitch there to Stellan, taken on the outer half of the plate. Curveball for strike one. Stellan out of Division II Concord University, where he was all MEC first team this past spring and a 2022 All-MEC tournament team member, grounding this 0-1 pitch to Tyrese Claiborne deep in the hole, and frustrated as Claiborne as he can't corral it as Stellan reaches on an infield single.
That wouldn't have mattered. Hit deep into the hole. It was a nice play to get over there. Just kicked off the glove off the foot of Claiborne. Should go as a hit, and I think it does.
That'll bring up Turner Hill. Lineup turning over. Hill looking to reach here for the first time as a member of the Black Bears in his own ballpark. Sathoff throwing over to first, keeping tabs on Stellan.
Check on the speedy shortstop at first. Not a bad idea. We know Galuski and Jerko like to run.
As the first pitch change up there from Sathoff outside, ball one to Turner Hill.
Turner Hill, a dangerous hitter as we know. Hitting just around 500.
480 to be exact. Sathoff throwing over again on Anthony Stellan. Turner Hill, all Ohio Athletic Conference first team, Division III product out of Marietta, and a 2021 Rawlings first team All-American at the Division III level as the 1-0 fastball runs inside on Hill. Two balls and no strikes.
Two and oh, we know how aggressive they were in the first half, you assume, and we've seen that carry over here into the second half. Another check on Stellan at first base.
Anthony Stellan, the latest member of the Black Bears to live rent-free in the head of Alan Sathoff.
Happens a lot.
2-0 there to Hill. Fastball outside, ball three. And I don't necessarily want to say that Sathoff is pitching around Turner Hill, but not giving him anything to hit either.
I think it's just that Stellan's in his head, like you mentioned over there.
That very well may be the case, as he's thrown over as many times as he's thrown a ball and now finally able to catch the outer half of the zone for strike one.
Surprisingly taking all the way there is Turner Hill of pitch. So 3-1. Expect him to be aggressive here.
Sathoff working from the stretch as Stellan takes off. Hit and run on for the Black Bears as Stellan into second. Took a large turn around the base and then puts the brakes on. So it'll be first and second now for Ruben Fontes.
That was the right decision for sure by Stellan. A wide turnaround second and coming up looking like he was ready to fire to third was the center fielder right. So good work all around as the runner was in motion and they got two on, no one out for 2-3-4.
That'll bring up Ruben Fontes. We see Robert Brooks coming out from the crouch to relay the signs of the defensive alignment to the Frederick Keys.
Would not be shocked at all to see both runners in motion at some point, whether that's at the same time or different.
Sathoff set at the belt, quick look down to second towards Stellan, delivering to Fontes, fastball outside, ball one.
More control issues with runners on base. Only has had to work with the runner on once because the solo home run led off the inning, and then Spears got to first, but he didn't seem to mind Spears being over there at all. He just settled in and struck out the last two last inning.
1-0 pitch here to Fontes, and that's a fastball that just a bit too far outside for the liking of Jeff Peel behind the plate. And if you're Alan Sathoff, you do not want to walk Ruben Fontes to load the bases with nobody out and Ryan Hernandez in the on-deck circle.
No, you do not. And Brooks tried to buy that strike, just was not close. Now he's going to check on Stellan at second, who dives back in, but nobody was covering the base either way. So Sathoff laboring a little bit here and is definitely thinking about both runners a bunch.
Doesn't matter where Stellan is at on the bases, he's still in Sathoff's head. 2-0 pitch here to Fontes. Fastball down and in.
And not very close, and I know they always talk about green lights. Wouldn't be here, but of course every time I say that, they seem to swing away, so.
Ryan Hernandez has to be drooling in the on-deck circle right now, envisioning the bases loaded, nobody out scenario.
Mm-hmm.
3-0. Another fastball this time, able to catch the inner half of the plate. As you mentioned, Fontes was taking all the way.
Jimmy Galuski relaying the signs. I wouldn't be surprised to see the runners take off here on 3-1. Claiborne's holding him on at second, now backs off.
Sathoff delivers on 3-1. Fontes comes up empty on another fastball. Thought possibly the runners were going to go, but Stellan holds on there at second.
Still guessing the runners are going to go as our camera crew picks up a rainbow just beyond the ref's right center field wall. It's pretty close, Drew.
Very close.
Didn't even notice it until our camera guys picked it up. Nice work there. Some rain in the area, but nothing here. Nothing going to get us tonight.
Payoff pitch. Fontes grounded to first. Throw to Claiborne at second for one. The relay throw, not in time. Gets away from Sathoff, and Stellan breaks for the plate. Sathoff bobbles the ball, allowing Stellan to score with ease. West Virginia 2, Frederick 1.
Yeah, that's a tough play and a nice play over there by Beza at first base to get it. He fires to Claiborne, and as we get a look at the replay here on your screen, there's the fire to second. Claiborne gets it for one, and then the throw is not bad. It was just not caught over there by Sathoff, who was covering. And it gets to the wall, and the run scores. Black Bears have the lead, and Hernandez comes to the plate.
So it'll go down as a fielder's choice and an RBI for Ruben Fontes.
We'll see if they give him the RBI or not.
That's true. Just realized that as it came out of my mouth. But
there's no error up there yet, which is odd. That's because this definitely should be an error, I'm guessing, on the pitcher.
First pitch, curveball into Hernandez, up and in.
Score at 3-6 is the fielder's choice.
Fontes now down at first. Only one out here in the third. Sathoff throwing over, now keeping tabs on Fontes. Ryan Hernandez leading the draft league in the first half with 8 home runs.
They gave the air to the shortstop, Claiborne.
Hernandez waves and misses there at a 1-0 fastball to even the count. So it's a fielder's choice and an E6 that allows the runner in Stellan to score.
It's the right call, in my opinion. No RBI. Oh, they did not. Nope, no RBI rewarded. That's also the right call right there.
Hernandez taking on 1-1 on a changeup outside.
You could tell, sorry, Drew.
1-2.
You could tell he wanted to pull the trigger there, but just got fooled by the pitch. It was a changeup instead of a fastball. If that's a fastball, that thing might be deposited over the wall.
I would have to agree. You could tell he wanted it as Sathoff throws over to first again. Of course, if Hernandez can reach, would keep the inning alive, waving and missing a fastball just above the letters. So a big second out there to bring up the Black Bears home run hitter, Logan Matthew.
Yeah, it took Matthew 2 pitches. The first strike he saw, he deposited it into the right center field batting cage area, just over the 375 sign.
This might just be me, but Logan Matthew reminds me of that guy in Little League who was like 4 inches taller than everybody, came up to this song and had the nickname Big Country.
Yeah, I like those TikToks, Drew. They're good.
Yes, Sathoff throwing over to first again, keeping tabs on Fontes.
Yeah, he's the everybody back up.
Yep.
Coach is yelling, face palming.
For the pitcher?
Yes, the pitcher.
Fontes takes off for second. And he's thrown out, 2-6 caught stealing there. So Logan Matthew will get the opportunity to bat again and lead off the fourth inning as that ends things here in the third. But not before Anthony Stellan singles to lead off the inning, comes around to score on an error from Tyrese Claiborne. We're through a third of the ball game. Black Bears 2, Keys 1 on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Comprehensive team of experts creates an individualized treatment plan combining cutting-edge medical, radiation, and surgical therapies tailored to your needs. Our board-certified, fellowship-trained oncologists offer industry-leading minimally invasive techniques with smaller incisions, meaning less pain and a faster recovery. Visit visit wvumedicine.org/cancer.
Top of the fourth and the bottom third of the Frederick lineup coming to the plate. Matt Odom followed by Tyrese Claiborne and Henry Adam Brower.
Sun finally coming out here at Monongalia County Ballpark to behind us and to our right. It's been pretty dark, really dark clouds around us. Obviously rain in the area, as we mentioned. We saw that rainbow out beyond center right center field last inning. So you could tell it was raining here. You could see off into the distance. It still looks like it might be raining out there. But not here.
We will take it. First pitch there from Eldred, dropping in on the outer half of the zone. A slider for strike one. Odom out of NC State. Certainly used to elite baseball in the ACC. 0-1 there. And that's fouled back. A fastball from Eldred. Over our heads, quickly no balls and two strikes on Odom.
So that was a looping foul ball. That's the one we need to come in here. Easier to catch than a blistering liner back at you.
Preferably not from Jake Plastiak either.
Yeah, he's been close twice, though.
Yes. Long pause here from Eldred, the 0-2. Fouled straight back. Another fastball there from the Black Bears right-hander. Keeps the count right where it is.
I keep talking about it, but it is kind of some weird weather out here. It's like, it's bright, but you didn't think it was going to get this bright again.
No.
But as the sun goes literally in and out behind extremely dark clouds, and you can smell the rain in the air as well, but it's not going to rain here.
You can see it in the distance, yeah. Too. 0-2 there to Odom. Curveball down in the dirt, blocked by Santini.
Pretty cool, actually. It's a good block by Santini. Is fighting to stay alive as Odom. He was hit by the pitch, if you remember, back in the second inning. Feels like a while ago now here in the top of the fourth. Lots of traffic on the base pads.
Black Bears shifted again here for the lefty Odom as he delivers a little flare out into shallow center field. And
oh!
A diving grab made by Jack Elliott running a long way, almost getting sandwiched out there by Anthony Stellan, but he hangs on for a huge first out.
What a grab, as we'll get a look here. I thought it was going to be our shortstop Stellan's ball, and luckily they didn't collide. It was a Superman-type dive and then a spin out there while he was flat on his stomach on the ground by Elliott Pinales-esque Drew. Second time we've mentioned him in as many days.
Of course, athlete both in the field and at the plate. It's the Black Bears' primary second baseman in the first half, and even in the dugout, Savi was somebody that you could bring to show off the energy. First pitch waved at and missed for strike one.
Hope he's doing well, of course. Mr. Smile.
Third baseman Spears on the infield grass. 0-1 fastball up and away there to Claiborne. Claiborne out of Texas Southern, a native of Houston, Texas. Black Bears possibly anticipating him to drop down a bunt. Quarter swing there from Claiborne, but it doesn't matter as the pitch was on the outer half of the plate for strike two.
Working very efficiently once again here is Eldred.
Eldred, the windup and the pitch. Skied in the air on the infield. It's going to be Matthew calling off his pitcher in Eldred for out number two.
Some more weak contact. This one will pop up in the infield. And a nice play right there. Easy play for the first baseman, Matthew. And Brower comes up. He struck out looking his first time, looking for our first 1-2-3 inning from Cam Eldred.
Eldred certainly relishing at the idea of a 1-2-3 inning out of Dallas Baptist University. First pitch swing there is Brower. Line drive out to left field, and three up, three down go the Keys as trio of flyouts for Luke Eldred there in the fourth. We're through 3.5. West Virginia 2, Frederick 1 on the Black Bears Radio Network. Back for the bottom of the fourth, Alan Sathoff set to face Logan Matthew, Jack Elliott, and Tremaine Spears.
Yeah, nice shutdown inning as we talk about so often in this game after your team gets a run. So Matthew, after the caught stealing of Fontes, gets a fresh look out there. He homered his first time, Drew.
Certainly not out of the picture to do it again. A native of Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, in the top 10 of the Liberty program for home runs in their history. First pitch fastball to him above the letters for ball one.
Same county homered on in his first plate appearance.
1-0, fastball up and in again. You can tell Sathoff wanting to pitch him very carefully.
And you get the feel here with Logan Matthew, kind of how you do with Ryan Hernandez or Hunter May, how he could jump the yardie.
2-0 here. Matthew waving and missing. He wanted that one.
Aggressive swing, but not unhinged, as we talked about the last couple days here. Definitely still within himself, so if he does make contact and follow through is there, and he can get some more distance and power on the ball.
Keys shifted as Henry Adam Brower's on the outfield. Ooh. Grass, waving and missing there at another fastball letter height. Even the count, 2-2.
It's another one of those high fastballs that looks like it's thrown a lot harder than it is, especially with the pop of that glove there. Blew it by him. I'd probably go right back up with the fastball.
You have to imagine that's what Sathoff does as Matthew waves and misses there. Start at the count 2-0, now down on strikes for out number one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. It looked to be possibly off speed. I'm going to say that it was probably the changeup. 9% usage on that. And they just foul tipped it into the glove of the catcher. Brooks, one away.
It'll bring up Jack Elliott. Skies the first pitch in the air towards the Keys dugout. Going to be a tough play, and Ben Fitzgerald making an impressive slide and grab for out number two.
Yeah, real nice grab. Had to come a long way to get that one, and he was on to the fake warning track of the in between the dugout and the infield grass turf here at the Mon, and went into a two neat slide. It was a nice grab.
Now that'll bring up Tremaine Spears. Spears looking to replicate what he did last time up with a single. Of course, would take more bases, but at the very least wanting to get himself on. First pitch fastball above the letters for ball one. Sathoff delivering quickly here. Spears getting further ahead in the count.
Sathoff has worked quickly tonight for the most part. Last inning was a bit of an exception with all the traffic. But other than that, he has been very efficient tonight, even right after that home run.
2-0 there to Spears as Brooks tries to snap it back into the zone, but home plate umpire Jeff Peel saying, I don't think so. 3 balls, no strikes on Spears.
It's a good take right there. No reason to be swinging at a pitch you don't like at 2-0.
And now 3-0 becomes 3-1 as Sathoff gets a fastball to catch the outer black.
Third time we've seen the Black Bears take all the way on 3-0. Very interesting.
And now Spears popping the fastball up in the air down the right field line. It's going to drop into the berm and just out of reach of Oldham and Beza.
That was perfectly placed just out of the reach of all three players that were going over there. Brower, Oldham, and Beza running to get that one.
Spears still alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes on him with 2 outs here in the fourth.
If you're a fan of baseball, Joe Musgrove and the Padres are close to a 5-year, $100 million extension around that year in price.
Payoff pitch here to Spears. Comebacker fielded by Claiborne behind the second base bag. Fires over to first. Gets him by a step as Sathoff delivers with another 3-up, 3-down inning. He recorded one in the first as well. Through 4 innings of play here at the Mon, West Virginia 2, Frederick 1, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Total joint replacement is one of the most successful surgeries ever done, as long as it's done right. Think about it like the alignment on your car. If your alignment is off, your tires wear out faster. Robotic-assisted joint replacement surgery at WVU Medicine ensures that the implants are in the exact spot they should be. If you have a joint problem in West Virginia, there's no reason to go anywhere else but WVU Medicine. For more information, visit wvumedicine.org/joint.
Top of the fifth, and Luke Eldred is set to face the top of the Frederick order. That being Amir Wright, Hunter Jump, Ben Fitzgerald. And it wouldn't be Friends Night here at the Mon if the Friends theme song wasn't playing in between innings.
Really great show.
Integral part of the 90s culture.
We had Seinfeld's theme on earlier as well. Another great show. They're on Comedy Central all the time. Friends on TBS, too.
First pitch there to Amir Wright. A looping curveball fouled back into the netting of the backstop. Mike, you were reaching out for that one. It didn't really have a chance to get up here, though.
I got excited for a second because it was coming right at us if that dang net wasn't there. Would have had it.
Wright 1-for-2 with a double in the first. Fouling off this fastball. That one headed towards the road on the third base side of the park. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes.
See, I want no piece of that one. That thing was smoked foul.
Wright scoring the lone Frederick run in the top of the first inning. 0-2 from Eldred as Wright lines this one in the air to center field, and Maddox Houghton bringing it in just a step onto the flying WV logo in center field.
Yeah, nice and easy. Barely had to move. He actually took his first step in and then had to retreat a couple, but really right at the center fielder for the first out. And really settling in now is Luke Eldred. That's 5 straight. And they've been pretty routine outs.
Now Hunter Jump. Pair of flyouts to Houghton in center field. First pitch to the Kentucky product. Fouling it back and out of play. A fastball from the Black Bears right-hander.
Jump flew out to center and lined out to center thus far, making Maddox Houghton work a little bit out there. Of course, he has all those putouts in college.
And again, flying this one out into center field. Houghton bringing it go in center is Hunter Jump. Three at-bats, three flyouts to Maddox Houghton. I mean, what are the odds of that?
I mean, he's pretty lucky, all of those involved, except for, of course, Hunter Jump. That was a line drive. It was just right at him out there. I guess that's how you get all those putouts in college. You get the ball hit right at you, but still a nice play as he had to come in a dead sprint, made the catch. Very impressive work out there. I'm very impressed by Houghton.
So now Fitzgerald will step to the plate. First pitch curveball there from Eldred, missing the zone for ball one. Of course, Fitzgerald had the sacrifice fly in the first, got credited for a ribby, and then struck out in the third, reached on a wild pitch, and was ultimately cut, stealing by J.C. Santini.
Having a nice game behind the plate is Santini.
As Fitzgerald grounds this one to second, fielded by Elliott, slings it over to Matthew at first. Another three up, three down inning for Luke Eldred and the West Virginia Black Bears. Halfway home here at the Mon, Black Bears ahead of the Keys 2-1 on the Black Bears Radio Network. Bottom of the fifth, and the bottom of the Black Bears order coming to the plate. Maddox Houghton, J.C. Santini, and Anthony Stellan.
And I look on deck right now, Jimmy Galuski's having a really in-depth conversation with Max Houghton, maybe about his approach or his swing or something along those lines. He's 0 for 6 here at Monongahela County Ballpark over the last two games. He struck out in his first appearance looking, so we'll see if Jimmy Galuski can impart some wisdom on a very good defensive center fielder.
Absolutely. Maddox Houghton looking to kickstart his bat here at the Mon. First pitch Houghton sees from Sathoff in this at-bat, a fastball outside for ball one. Sathoff out for inning number five, 1-0. Curveball skipped in the dirt, gets away from Robert Brooks back behind the dish. Houghton getting his advantage extended in the count. Both middle infielders for Frederick on the outfield grass as Houghton with a line drive down the left field line, and that ball is gone. A solo shot, the magic of Jimmy Galuski working here for Maddox Houghton as he extends the Black Bears lead 3-1. Get him a bone because he's got that dog in him.
Man, is that thing absolutely tattooed. That was a no-doubter that got out of here in a hurry. We'll be very interested to see that. I'm going to say it, Drew. The wisdom of Jimmy Galuski.
He said something to him down on the on-deck circle before he went out, and it results in a laser beam home run. It's 3-1 West Virginia. Absolutely. J.C. Santini stepping to the plate. First pitch, fastball taken on the outer half of the plate for strike one.
That thing was a laser beam.
Very much so. As Santini will pop this one up on the infield, Brower going to sit underneath of it, bring it in for out number one.
And it's a lazy pop-up, nothing much you could do there. Good response once again. So after the first solo home run, he got Elliott down swinging, and then he gets a lazy pop can of corn to the second baseman, Brower, here. One gone for Anthony Stellan. He scored his first time after getting the infield single.
Stellan, first pitch to him outside. Slider for ball one.
Elsewhere in the draft league, State College leading Mahoning 3-1 in the seventh inning, and Williamsport and Trenton knotted up at zeros in the fifth.
As the 1-0 pitch there to Stellan, able to catch the zone at knee height, even the count, a ball and a strike. And now that pitch there in the dirt as Sathoff released it a bit too late. Two balls and a strike. Stellan, a little bit of a late swing there, fouling it back and out of play over the first base side of the concourse. Count level, two balls, two strikes.
Got to protect, of course, now. Looking for a high fastball here, personally.
2-2 from Sathoff. Comebacker off the glove of Sathoff, fielded by Claiborne. Up with it, firing over to first. Picked beautifully out of the dirt there by Beza for out number two.
Real nice pick by Beza over there, just kind of wiped his glove, and wasn't even like a scoop or a pick. It was more, I don't even know how to describe it. It was impressive, though. It took a short hop on him. It was a waving motion from his foot up to his shoulder. Nice play over at first to save an error.
Lineup will turn over. Turner Hill coming to the plate, 1-for-2 to this point. First pitch to him, a fastball taken for strike one. As we see the keys shifting accordingly here for Turner Hill. Henry Adam Brower on the outfield grass. 0-1 off speed. Missing outside there. Count even, a ball and a strike. Looked to be a changeup out of the hand of Sathoff.
Hill right on par with his average tonight, is 1-for-2.
Sathoff from the windup delivering. Hill chopping that one foul down the first baseline. And Black Bears first base coach Levi Maxwell can't make the play. A little rusty with the hand out there and the glove. Trying to make the play barehanded. Now 1-2 on Hill.
We hold these coaches to a higher standard here in the draft league, Drew.
Yes, we do. I mean, they're all former players.
They know what they're doing down there.
Sathoff kicks and deals on 1-2. Hill scorching that one into the netting above the Keys dugout. Keeps the count where it was prior to the pitch. Hill continuing to protect. Sathoff continuing to work quickly as Brooks tries to buy his pitcher a strike at a fastball at the knees. Couldn't do so, and we're back even.
Not really sure where that one missed. It was a good frame job and everything. Santini, we've seen him steal a couple strikes tonight. Not getting one there.
And now Sathoff dug in her half of the zone with a pitch that was perfect. So the leadoff home run there off the bat of Maddox Houghton down the left field line is all West Virginia gets as Sathoff responds beautifully. 3-1 Black Bears through five on the Black Bears Radio Network. Thank you. top of the sixth here at the Mon, as Robert Brooks will lead off, followed by Jake Plastiak and Alex Beza. Another tough spot in the Frederick order here for Eldred. First pitch fastball in the outer half of the zone, taken for strike one. Of course, Eldred has faced them each twice to this point. Brooks 1-for-2, Plastiak 2-for-2, Beza 0-for-2.
Saying that Eldred has settled in is an understatement. He's 7 in a row now.
0-1 curveball misses outside to even the count. Ball and a strike. Eldred certainly has a little bit left in the tank right now at right around 80 pitches. 1-1 from the Black Bears right-hander. Fastball fouled straight back into the netting. A ball and two strikes now on the Keys backstop.
Getting ahead of another hitter.
As he's done so all night.
Indeed.
Eldred getting the signs here from Santini. The 1-2. Brooks lining that one into left center field. That'll drop in front of Houghton. Would have had to have laid out to try and make the grab, but lets it fall in front of him for a leadoff single.
That breaks the streak of 7 straight batters retired for the right-hander. And Plastiak represents the tying run here in the sixth, once again with a runner on. A couple singles the other way for Plastiak thus far, as Stellan looks like he's shaded a bit more towards the normal shortstop position, but still moved towards second base more than he normally would be.
Black Bears infield at double play depth. First pitch there, fastball up and in on Plastiak, dusting him off the plate.
Can't let this snowball. That was pitch 81 right there. Black Bears are, looks like somebody finally has gotten up, so possible short leash here on Eldred, who's pitched very well tonight.
1-0 to Plastiak, able to drop it in at the knees. Another fastball, even 1-1.
Really nice pitch right there as you get a look on your screen.
That makes our job easy.
66, I believe. It is Herrera.
Shandon Herrera out of Lubbock Christian. Possibly getting loose. Just starting his process of throwing as the 1-1 curveball drops below the knees there of Plastiak.
And he's in no rush at all out there. He is just really just tossing off the front of the mound. So no immediate sign of a change.
And now Eldred going to throw over to first base and keep tabs on Robert Brooks. Eldred continuing to work here from the stretch. Set at the belt now. Kicks and deals. Plastiak chopping that one towards the backstop. And again, we're even. This time it's 2-2.
He's had two strikes on Plastiak twice already today. So we will see if he can finally put him away. Of course, Plastiak has singled twice.
Easier said than done when it comes to retiring Plastiak.
Absolutely.
2-2 from Eldred, and Plastiak pumps that one. Beautiful pick by Logan Matthew, and he'll step on the bag as the Keys are doubled off. I mean, I don't even think Logan Matthew saw that one into his glove. He just kind of stuck it out and hoped for the best.
It was kind of a look what I found moment there at first base. I mean, it works as the double play. There's nothing Plastiak nor Brooks can do as he is doubled off of first base. It was just right place, right time, and unfortunate for Plastiak, who murdered that ball. Thing was tattooed.
I'll bring up Alex Beza. First pitch swinging is Beza, fouling it to the netting of the backstop. Beza, as I mentioned a little bit ago, 0-for-2 tonight. A pair of strikeouts, so Eldred has had his number to this point. One here. Fastball missing on the outer half of the zone to even the count 1-1. Jack Elliott on the outfield baseman. Anthony Stellan shaded slightly towards the second base bag. 1-1 hit hard towards the Black Bears dugout. That'll ricochet off the wall and down the right field line as a member of the Black Bears bullpen will have to come out and quickly retrieve that.
Be interesting to see if Eldred gets Beza here, if he will go out for a seventh inning. My guess is going to be no, but we will see.
Have to just see how Eldred is feeling in the dugout and what Jed Jerko's plan is for this one. 1-2 to Beza, skied in the air, out to shallow left. Turner Hill going to call off the shortstop, Stellan, and make the grab for the final out. So despite the leadoff single allowed to Robert Brooks, Eldred faces the minimum as we're through 5.5 at the Mon. Black Bears 3-1 over the Keys right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Bottom of the sixth, Alan Sathoff back out for Frederick, and he will be facing Ruben Fontes, Ryan Hernandez, and Logan Matthew, 2, 3, and 4 in the West Virginia lineup.
Sounds like runs to me, Drew.
Very much agree.
Matthew, of course, is already homered tonight. Hernandez has always that threat, and Fontes has flown out to the warning track and put the ball in play twice.
Frederick shifting accordingly here for Fontes. Well to the right. Fontes line drive down the right field line. Odom going to give it a look, and that ball is gone. A solo shot leadoff home run for Ruben Fontes. His second as a Black Bear. And just like that, West Virginia tacks on one more. They lead 4-1.
Well, that'll do the job, Drew. One pitch, and it's a line drive home run to right field. I was mentioning the other day, the first half team was missing one thing. And that was a powerful left-handed hitter that could put the ball over there to the short porch in their own bullpen. Looks like they have it now. He just lines it. That got out of here in a hurry as well. Hit the back wall of the high wall going up towards our offices in the home run porch. And it's 4-1 Black Bears. Three solo shots tonight.
You said it just before we came on here in this inning. Sounds like runs. And
there's one.
At least one indeed is. Ryan Hernandez quickly tried to make it too, but came up empty on the fastball.
Now that is what I call unhinged. He tried to go back-to-back, and it was just a high pitch there that he was unable to connect with.
Sathoff from the belt, the 0-1. Hernandez popping that one up out into shallow right field. Brower thought Odom was going to come in to make the grab, and it just drops into no much and reach first base.
That will make a manager's blood boil as that one just dropped into right field for a, it's going to probably be rolled a hit as nobody touched it.
But have to imagine, I mean, obviously it's a defensive miscue, but nobody touched it. It's got to be a base hit.
Yeah, I think that Brower thought Odom was going to get it. Odom thought Brower was going to get it. And quite honestly, I don't know if either of them would have gotten it.
No. mean, it would have been a tough play for either of them. You would have had to possibly leave your feet or make some sort of Hail Mary grab either at the shoestrings or over your shoulder.
It definitely would have been a tough play, so Ryan Hernandez will certainly take it.
Does go down as a single to Hernandez.
As it should.
Makes him 1-for-3 today. First pitch to Logan Matthew, a fastball down and in for ball one.
We got an arm in the Keys bullpen now. It's number 19, Sergio Ramirez.
Ramirez getting loose in the event that Sathoff can't finish the inning. 1-0 pitch there, missing the outer half of the zone. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Logan Matthew getting the home run party started in the second inning with his solo shot.
Check on the runner there, because, you know, Hernandez is a big threat to go.
I would understand if it was Turner Hill, Maddox, Houghton. And this is not a slight against Hernandez, but speed is just not his thing.
Definitely not in the bag.
2-0, Matthew skying this one down the third baseline. It's going to be a long run for Hunter Jump. Makes the grab, his step inside the line for out number one.
Yeah, just missing that and taking it the other way is Logan Matthew. It's all right. Jack Elliott will have his licks now with a runner on and one away.
Jack Elliott looking to pick up where Ruben Fontes left off. Hernandez will get his lead off of first. Sathoff working from the stretch. First pitch there to Elliott. Fastball missing below the knees. Sathoff to this point, just right around the 80 pitch mark. So I would imagine he still has just a little bit left in the tank. Whether or not Joe Oliver lets him finish the inning is what remains to be seen, as Elliott with a little flare out to shallow center field, but Amir Wright going to get a beat on it and bring it in for out number two.
It's a real nice play by Wright out there, looking like hot, and broke on that ball immediately, saw it was coming in. I thought it was just going to be a little flare that was going to drop, but hangs up there, two away.
Now Tremaine Spears will step in, looking to, at the very least, move up Ryan Hernandez. So we do have some action down in the Black Bears bullpen, a right-hander getting loose. Cannon Butler. First pitch here to Spears. It's a curveball that drops below the zone. Spears tonight 1-for-2. He singled in the second. Ramirez continues to loosen for Frederick. 1-0, fastball on the inner half of the plate. Levels the count 1-1. Sathoff staring in to get the sign from his battery mate tonight, Robert Brooks. Now delivers, looping curveball at the knees, taken for strike two.
I think you can chalk that up as a buying a strike there. Nice frame job by Brooks. It was definitely close enough, but the frame by Brooks helped for sure. Got to protect with two strikes and two outs.
Out there, pitchers, as the 1-2 fastball misses above the letters, even 2-2. Four-one West Virginia lead here in the bottom of the sixth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. With a runner on in Ryan Hernandez. Pitch home to Spears off the end of his barrel, heading towards the standing room only section of the concourse, and it'll just deflect off of the fence enough for a young fan to try and nab a souvenir.
Same situation here, as a good protect there. Obviously looking for something to find some grass in the outfield here, but if it's not good and close enough, you got to spoil it.
Long pause from Sathoff, a 2-2. Spears underneath of it, skying out into shallow right. Brower on the outfield grass, able to bring that one in for the final out. So West Virginia, a pair of hits, including the leadoff solo shot off the bat of Ruben Fontes. Two-thirds of the way home here at the Mond. West Virginia 4, Frederick 1 on the Black Bears Radio Network. It's a new pitcher here for the Black Bears in the top of the seventh as Cannon Butler will make his way on for Luke Eldred. Eldred goes six solid innings, concedes an earned run on five hits, six strikeouts, and just the one walk against. Certainly a quality start there for the Black Bears right-hander, and he'll give way to Cannon Butler, who stands in 6'1", 200 pounds out of Lenoir Ryan University.
Yeah, Butler has made two appearances for the West Virginia Black Bears this season. Two hits, a run, but it was unearned. Two walks, three strikeouts, a whip of two even, an opponent average of 250, so only his third appearance. Only a pretty much a two-pitch guy.
Very much so.
As Kanan Butler, the fastball used 68% of the time, and a slider is his second pitch, Drew. Used about 31% of the time. In the data we have here, he's only thrown two changeups, so technically that is his third pitch.
Absolutely. Changeup oftentimes viewed as the secondary pitch and the slider being the tertiary one, but for Cannon Butler, it's flipped.
So a lot of fastballs and a lot of sliders. It's an interesting 1-2 punch. Usually you see the fastball curveball or fastball changeup with the slider as the three or the four.
Very much so. Product of Lenoir Ryan University. First pitch swinging here is Odom. Down the left field line as Spears tried to make a grab. Sliding, can't do so, and it bounces onto the berm, a long strike one.
That would have been one heck of a play by the third baseman Spears if he was able to get you too far into foul territory, 0-1. I would be very surprised to see Alan Sathoff go back out there.
Would have to imagine that his day is done, whether or not Frederick goes to Sergio Ramirez or a different member of the bullpen. That remains to be seen. 0-1 pitch there from Butler. The fastball running a bit too far inside, and we're even 1-1. Of course, Butler so far here with the Black Bears, just his third appearance. And has not conceded an earned run to this point, averaging just under 91 miles per hour with the fastball, delivering this 1-1 fastball outside.
If it is indeed it for Sathoff, both pitchers, faced 24 batters. Very interesting in a 4-1 game like this.
2-1 here. Butler trying to get the outer half of the zone again, but the fastball can't do so.
So I got some exit velos for you, Drew. 101 on the Max Houghton line drive home run, and on the Matthew home run, it was 104. That was back earlier tonight.
As the 3-1 pitch there from Butler can't find the zone, it's a five-pitch leadoff walk. to Matt Odom, and now Tyrese Claiborne will step to the plate.
About an hour north of here, the Pirates and Phillies going. Jose Quintana went 5 2/3 good innings, and Key Brian Hayes just hit his fifth homer of the year, former Black Bear Key Brian Hayes, to give the Pirates a 2-0 lead.
Hayes, a member of the 2015 season where the Black Bears won the New York Penn League, was their first season here in Morgantown as Claiborne waves and misses at a first pitch fastball.
Another good start by Quintana, possibly his last in black and gold.
Yeah, don't remind me.
I hope not.
Then delivering. A one able to catch the outer half of the zone again as Butler has found his sweet spot on that outer half of the plate. One pitch away from retiring the right-handed hitting Claiborne.
He gets a ground ball about 37% of the time the ball is put in play, by far the most out of any of the variations, pop-up, line drive, fly ball.
0-2, slider swung on and missed. A beautiful pitch there from Cannon Butler had Claiborne absolutely fooled. Another punch out for a Black Bears pitcher. One gone here in the seventh.
Yeah, real nice pitch by Butler there. It was definitely the slider. He had Claiborne flailing and missing, so that double play ball could possibly end the inning. As I mentioned, 37% of the time a ball put in play is a ground ball. Pop up is 24. Those are two good numbers to have as your 1-2, or two good things to have as your 1-2, excuse me.
First pitch there, running in a fastball, almost clipping Henry Adam Brower, who steps in 0-2 so far to this point. Odom getting his lead off of first. And now Butler going to lightly toss over, just see Odom back to the bag.
Fontez's home run was 103 last inning.
Solo shots are coming off the bat hot.
Absolutely.
1-0 here from Butler, waving and missing his Brower on a fastball that he just couldn't catch up to.
More swinging out of the shoes of these Frederick Keys as the average velocity on the fastball is 90.3 miles per hour for Butler. A little bit harder than our first pitcher.
And Butler goes to a slider. Brower check swing, appeal out to Mike Davis, and says he went around.
That is strike two, I believe.
Yeah, that's strike two. Brower, he's looking around like, is this really happening? Two strikes.
Mistakes happen. We're not perfect. 1-2, though.
Pitch home from Butler. Wow. There's the punch out. And now back-to-back K's for Cannon Butler. He'll face the top of the order. Amir Wright.
See, now you get your strikeout. He did it on a fastball, so it just came a pitch later. Maybe was rattled by the sound effects.
Very well could have been. Butler continuing to work from the stretch against Wright, who's 1-for-3. Pitch runs behind the back of him. Fastball that Butler just yanked. That'll carry to the backstop, allowing Odom to advance on a wild pitch.
Yeah, definitely a wild pitch. Threw it behind the batter. Second one of those we've seen in as many nights from a pitcher here at the Mon. Don't often see that.
Just like last night, certainly no intent behind it. Of course, why would the Black Bears? They're up 4-1.
Exactly.
None of their members have been hit.
Yeah, no real reason.
Butler delivering 1-1. 1-0, I should say. Now two balls and no strikes.
Still the same arm loosening out there, Sergio Ramirez, for the Keys.
Have to imagine he gets the bottom of the seventh as Butler drops in a fastball there, down and away. Can't get it to find the zone at the knees. Three balls, no strikes, and now J.C. Santini out to have a quick word. And hopefully J.C. Santini can work some of the same magic that he did with Luke Eldred a few innings ago.
It worked last time, that's for sure. See if he can settle down his reliever here.
Of course, Cannon Butler working with a runner in scoring position now for Frederick in Matt Oldham reaching second, courtesy. Butler back on the rubber, 3-0. Fastball down and away, four pitch walk there to Amir Wright. Puts runners at first and second now for Hunter Jump.
And for now, that doesn't hurt you. You had the open base after the wild pitch. It's just you got to be careful. 2-3-4 up in the lineup, even with two outs, can make some noise.
Especially when Hunter Jump now represents the tying run.
Absolutely.
Butler, long pause here on the rubber, then deals. First pitch, fastball at 90 at the knees.
There it is. Laid it right in there. So you get a look. The wind has started to kick up here at the Mon. I don't want to say chilly, but it's pleasant. Very pleasant. The breeze is a little cool. Feels good after being in the upper 90s earlier this week, this month.
Very much so. 0-1 runs in and clips Hunter Jump on the shin pad. You can hear the thud from a mile away. And now you load the bases for Ben Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. Sack fly in the first inning. That was to the warning track, or just a step in front, as that definitely that was a slider for sure. He just yanked, pulled on him. And in the second inning, he struck out, but reached on the wild pitch. He was then promptly caught stealing, and he grounded out to second his third time. As we get a look at JT Thomas making the slow walk to the mound, it looks like we got a reliever up for West Virginia. I'm not sure if he's ready or if he's just getting up. Looks like he's just getting up. They're making a switch. Somebody was up, and they're getting someone different onto the hill out there.
Of course, the Black Bears would love to get Cannon Butler through this seventh inning. JT Thomas just trying to calm him down out there after allowing the last two base runners to be brought on.
And don't even worry about these runners right now if you're Cannon Butler. Just attack the hitter, focus on the task at hand. Two outs, so anything, lazy pop-up, ground ball, fly ball, does not matter. You just need an out.
It's Bryce Woody who's loosening for the Black Bears. Ben Fitzgerald, 0-for-2 so far with a sacrifice fly. First pitch, fastball just missing the zone.
Probably the right call, but Santini was trying to buy an arm. Another strike there. Just Jeff Peel was not going for that one behind the plate.
Thought maybe Butler was going to be awarded a strike, but now delivering this 1-0 fastball below the knees.
Oh boy, this is where it gets real interesting here. You're in a danger zone right now. 2-0 to Hunter Jump, the hitter out of Kentucky, who, like I mentioned before, hasn't really hurt the Black Bears that much, but that can change at any second. He's a very good hitter. Hitters count.
Fitzgerald out of UC Irvine. 2-0, fastball able to catch the outer black. As Butler works himself back in.
My apologies on that misidentification, but my statement stands for Fitzgerald.
Wrong name, right idea.
Yeah. I sometimes know what I'm talking about up here.
Oldham at third, Wright at second, Jump at first, the 2-1. Fastball. Thought he caught the zone, but home plate umpire Jeff Peel pulling no punches. Now three balls and a strike.
That one was definitely a little bit low and or away. Santini's been doing a real nice job bringing him back. It's just he's not fooling Jeff Peel. Big pitch.
Long pause, then Butler delivers. Foul to the netting of the backstop. That'll run the count full with the bases loaded. We'll be off on motion here from Butler.
It's your biggest pitch of the game right here, Drew.
Very much so. This is huge.
At least thus far. 3-2, two outs, bases loaded. Tying run at first here in the seventh.
Butler getting the signs from Santini. Long pause. The payoff pitch. It It's outside, ball four, an RBI walk there for Ben Fitzgerald. Makes it 4-2 Frederick, and as Bryce Woody continues to loosen in the Black Bears bullpen, becomes a waiting game to see when Jed Jerko makes his way out of the dugout.
Looking down there now, looks like he's standing on the top step, but he's always usually standing on that top step there. Looks like he's going to keep him in here. I'm guessing this would be the last batter that
say one more batter
could possibly be faced here. It's Brooks. He's got a strikeout and two singles. Here he comes.
Jed Jerko had to think about it. A long pause, and now opting just before Brooks got settled in that right-handed batter's box, makes the move, and Butler will hand the ball off to his skipper. Leave the bases stranded, responsible for all three runners, as we will see Bryce Woody make his way into the game. Woody spent some time with the Madison Mallards in independent ball out of Kingston, Tennessee.
We get a look here. I'm assuming that Bryce Woody is going to be asked to get not only this out, but three in the eighth, you would think.
Would have to imagine, is even though this is professional baseball, Jed Jerko is still going to want to try and conserve arms as much as he can.
That was the Northwoods League, the Madison Mallards. He actually went to Lincoln Memorial University this year before going to the Northern League. Northwoods League, whatever I said before there. As a lot of the players I've noticed have had stints in the first half of this year instead of being in the draft league, pendant ball before coming to the MLB draft league following the actual draft itself. So Woody features four pitches, really only uses two. Another fastball slider, 1-2 punch guy, which is very interesting. Throws the fastball at around 90 miles an hour at 69% clip. The slider comes in at a 26% clip, and then the changeup at 4% and curveball at 1%. He just needs to get an out. 48% of the time, batters are putting the ball on the ground, Drew.
And that's certainly a sight that the Black Bears will certainly appreciate, trying to get out of this jam and turning to Bryce Woody. I think the interesting thing is, whether it's the slider, the curveball, or the changeup, they all sit in the low 80s from Bryce Woody, and that can potentially give him an advantage because, you know, typically with the changeup, a slider, and a curveball, they're all at various speeds, sometimes mid-80s, sometimes upper mid-70s even. Not the case with Bryce Woody. They all sit between 80 and 83, and that deception can be just enough to fool any member of the Keys lineup or any member of the MLB draft league.
It can be a blessing and a curse because you have them all coming out at the same miles per hour, but they all break in different ways. But at the same time, the hitter can just sit on that one speed and look for break, so it's a double-edged sword as well. Woody with the Black Bears has appeared twice, giving up two earned runs on five hits, walking zero, striking out two, good for a 9 ERA and limited action, a 2.50 whip. He just needs to get one out with the tying run on second and the go-ahead run on first here in the seventh.
Black Bears still ahead by two. First pitch from Woody, wave and a miss there at the fastball, up to 93 from Woody.
A little extra oomph on that one there, Drew.
Very much so. Bryce Woody coming out of the pen fresh and not wanting to mess around.
Like it. There's another arm getting up in the Black Bear, which would work for us.
I believe it's Shannon Herrera throwing again as the 0-1 fastball misses down in the dirt. Even the count, a ball and a strike.
Big spot, high pressure situation. And that's all the rage these days, are looking at how many, quote, high-pressure pitches these pitchers throw with runners on in situations like this. This is definitely one of those situations.
Long pause from Woody. 1-1 fouled off there by Brooks.
And to finish my thought from a second ago there, they also, the common belief now among new age pitchers and coaches and scouts is that the high-leverage pitches tax the arm more than normal. I'm not sure how true that is, but it does make sense.
can certainly see the argument, but at the same time, a pitch is a pitch. 1-2, cold strike three. Freezing Brooks like a statue. Frederick Strands, the base is loaded, and Bryce Woody is the hero in the seventh for the Black Bears on a beautiful Uncle Charlie on the outer half of the plate. It is stretch time here at the Mon. Black Bears 4, Keys 2, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Back for the bottom of the seventh. The Black Bears survive a scare with the bases loaded, but Bryce Woody bails his teammate Cannon Butler out of jail. And it's a new pitcher for Frederick as Sergio Ramirez replaces Alan Sathoff. Sathoff going six innings in the start, conceding four runs, three earned on seven hits, no walks against, and six punchouts as Ramirez will face Houghton, Santini, and Stellan. First pitch there, fastball from Ramirez, down and away, ball one. Ramirez doesn't necessarily throw the hardest. This fastball sitting right around 85 miles per hour.
It was a good start, minus the home run balls for Sathoff.
As the 1-0 curveball catches the inner half of the plate, evens the count, a ball and a strike.
Yeah, with Ramirez, you're going to get a fastball, a changeup, and a curveball.
Houghton squares the bunt perfectly down the third base line. Throw over, not in time. Talk about baseball IQ. Maddox Houghton dropping down a bunt perfectly and reaching on an infield single.
Yeah, real nice. Perfectly executed. He saw the third baseman was playing basically on the outfield grass. Beautifully placed ball. And he's up easy to first base with a leadoff single, looking to get that run back.
J.C. Santini coming to the plate. Santini so far 0 for 2 tonight.
Sergio Ramirez has made one appearance. He tossed two innings, giving up two runs earlier this year for the Keys.
First pitch, looping curveball there from Ramirez, missing above the letters. Ball one. Just get breaking news from Stephen Lockwood, our draft league liaison here, that former Black Bear Peyton Olenek has committed to the University of Oklahoma.
Oh, nice. Big 12 school.
Houghton taking off for second, pitches in for a strike, throw sails out into center field. Houghton slow to get up, not that he's hurt, but stays right there at second, knowing he's got the short base.
He wasn't sure where that ball was. So, plain and simple, as he, of course, has his head down and head first slide. That ball was thrown behind him even, so I don't think he could have advanced either way.
So now a runner in scoring position. Even count, ball and a strike. As Brooks makes his way out, talking things over with Ramirez. Brooks makes his way back behind the plate. Runner in scoring position now for J.C. Santini, looking for his first hit of the night. Couldn't come in a better. Drops in for a strike. Beautiful pitch there at the belt. Fourth stolen base is a black bear for Houghton. As Ramirez stares in, awaiting the sign. From Brooks, quick look down to Houghton at second. Another looping curveball. Brooks tried to frame it, but pitches a bit too low, and we're back even 2-2.
He just missed with that one. The frame was there, but once again, not fooling Jeff Peel at all.
Two balls, two strikes to Santini. A runner on second here in the bottom of the seventh. West Virginia ahead 4-2. Long pause here from Ramirez, then delivering. Another curveball, this one in the dirt to run the count full.
Good hold by Santini. Wanted to go, but did not.
Now Santini needing to protect, but also not wanting to swing at ball four. Payoff pitch from Ramirez, a fastball outside, and Santini draws the walk. Put runners at first and second now for Anthony Stellan.
Good AB right there. Works the count back to full, and we're going to get a visit to the mound, it looks like, after a bunt single and a walk.
Manager Joe Oliver, whether or not he pulls Ramirez, wouldn't imagine he does so, seeing as Ramirez is very fresh into the game. More so, probably just the manager wanting to make the mound visit himself, although Frederick does have some action in their bullpen.
Yeah, I don't think this is a change. I'm not really sure what this is. It's kind of odd, actually, in my opinion.
Matt Volker getting loose for Frederick. He was warming last night, but ultimately never came into the game.
I think this is strategy, because usually when you see a do all the talking for the most part, but there was a lot of discussion. I saw the shortstop Claiborne and the first baseman Bezo were really talking a lot in that meeting. So I'm guessing this is something to combat the bunt as the corners come in right now. They might put a wheel play on here.
Stellan does square the bunt, but the pitch runs inside and there.
It was the wheel. The third baseman Fitzgerald stayed where he was. You had the first baseman Beza charging, and the pitcher Ramirez was making a movement towards the third base bag.
Stellan squaring to bunt again, connects, but back foul towards the Black Bears dugout, even 1-1. And this is something you did not see in the first half of the MLB Draft League. There were no bunts. You wanted guys to swing away. There were no uniquely crafted wheel plays like we almost witnessed. This is professional baseball at its finest.
Love it. I'm expecting him to swing away here.
Stellan nope. Squares the bunt. Pitch outside. Pulls back. Fire down to second as Houghton gets back just in time.
Yeah, that one was close, but definitely got back in there. So 2-1. Galuski gives the signs down at third. As you get a look, the throw is just late. Very accurate. A nice throw. Phillies have come back and tied the Pirates at two.
Two balls and a strike here to Stellan. Stellan swinging away with the fly ball out to left center field. Jump going to call off Amir Wright, bring it in for out number one.
Yeah, not able to tag there is Houghton. He tagged and faked as he was going to third to draw a throw, but it was a good one, so the runners stay where they are. Chestnut checkers, and here comes Joe Oliver. We're getting a change.
Of course, Turner Hill, the lefty batter, and Joe Oliver wanting to turn to his lefty reliever as only recording the one out, responsible for Houghton at second and Santini at first. As Volker will stand in, 5'11", 195 pounds out of Granite Bay, California, a Big 12 product of his own at Baylor University.
Good. Division I arm, once again. You mentioned he went to Baylor, the left-hander. Matchup game here. We'll get you his numbers momentarily.
And again, this strategy is something that you did not see in the first half. You know, Jed Jerko even addressing this in his preseason press conference that, look, he wasn't going to be fixated on, you know, lefty-lefty matchups as much in the first half as he would in the second half, a sentiment that pretty much every manager here in the draft league experienced, although we did see one instance where Joe Oliver went to a lefty in the first half of the season to face a left-handed hitter for the Black Bears, but now something that you're going to see a lot more often.
Yeah, Volker, he has appeared in 3 1/3 innings this season for the Frederick Keys, as he has not allowed a run yet. Perfect 3 1/3 and two appearances, one hit, two walks, and three strikeouts, an 0.90 whip, so definitely a guy that has been good. He actually played at Loyola Marymount University for the first 4 years of his collegiate career before transferring to Baylor this season with his extra/grad year. And he features technically a five-pitch mix, a fastball that is thrown 61% of the time, so overwhelmingly fastball-heavy. Another guy with a slider as his secondary pitch, 18% of the time usage there. A changeup and another unknown off-speed pitch used 8% of the time each. So if you combine those, that's 16%, still a tertiary pitch. And then the curveball. And then as for the ground ball rate, 36% of the time balls in play are on the ground and 36% of the time they're in the air. Line drive rate of 15% is pretty high, Drew.
Yeah, certainly not something you see all that often from a pitcher to have that 15% line drive rate. That's usually one of the most rare instances. And now seeing it a lot with Matt Volker as he gets sent in to face the left-handed hitting Turner Hill, who so far is 1-for-3 on the evening.
So Turner Hill at the plate here.
First pitch to Hill, taken for strike one. Fastball there from Volker, sitting just about 89 with that fastball. Fontes in the on-deck circle, 1-0. There's a looping curveball at 75 from Volker to get ahead. No balls and two strikes.
Really nice pitch right there. Just dropped it right into the zone. And there's nobody up in the bullpen, so it looks like it's going to be Woody for the eighth inning for West Virginia.
1-1. Check swing, rather, 0-2. Appeal out to third base umpire Chris Richards says he didn't go around, so ball and two strikes to Turner Hill.
Still have to protect here, of course.
Long pause from Volker, then deals. Curveball, Hill slaps the opposite way, tries to sneak it inside the line, but can't. Count remains a ball and two strikes.
Of course, those runners on, if they do come in to score, will both be on Ramirez's line.
Ramirez not off the hook yet, conceding a hit and a walk.
And that was a bunt hit as well.
Volker getting the sign and now delivering the 1-2. Fastball down and away. Count even, 2-2.
You might be saying to yourself that the move to pull Ramirez was a little bit hasty, but with both Hill and Fontes and Matthew as lefties, of course you have Hernandez in there as well, who is definitely better against lefties than righties, but still you're banking on him getting the two lefties here.
2-2 curveball, down and away to run the count full.
Down 0-2 at one point, he's battled all the way back here. Walk will load the bases up, Drew.
Of course, and there's a reason Turner Hill has found a home here in the MLB Draft League, one of Division III's finest hitters out of Marietta College.
Showing it, that's for sure.
Payoff pitch, both runners in motion, waved at and missed. And the throw from Brooks sails down into left field. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home. Maddox Houghton, that'll go down as a stolen base and an error against Brooks. Makes it 5-2 Black Bears.
Well, that'll work. The double steal is on. We've seen them being, the Black Bears be aggressive all season. I like the call there, and the throw was very rushed by the catcher Brooks. And it's an E2, and the Black Bears get the run back and lead it 5-2.
Now Ruben Fontes will come to the plate. That run will be charged to Sergio Ramirez. He's still responsible for Santini at second.
Now if they're able to get Fontes here, I'm assuming that's going to be an unearned run because of the error.
First pitch here from Volker, curveball missing, ball one. Well, that would have to depend upon how the rest of the inning ends based upon unearned. If Fontes or Hernandez would hit a double, that run would have scored regardless.
Of course, of course.
Keys shifted as Claiborne holds Santini on. Ground ball through the left side of the infield. Jimmy Galuski not putting up any signs, but it won't stop Santini as the throw to the plate can't corral it. That'll skip away from him. 6-2 Black Bears, and in the process, Ruben Fontes advances to second.
Well, there's no question about it now. Those are earned runs because the runner from second scoring there. The runner from third definitely would have scored on the base hit. It's an RBI single for Fontes. It's a four-run lead, and just how last night, whenever Frederick added those insurance runs, it felt a bit insurmountable. Feels that way here, and Ryan Hernandez could really just put this one away.
The switch to the lefty has
not paid off.
Came back to haunt Joe Oliver.
Definitely has not paid off, and advancing to second on the throw is Fontes.
Ryan Hernandez, 1-for-3. Long pause here from Volker, then delivering. Hernandez fouls that fastball into the netting of the Black Bears dugout, or above the dugout, I should say.
Waiting for Hernandez to run into one here.
I feel like it's only a matter of time here in the second half before he unleashes.
Yes.
0-1 from Volker. Hard grounder. Speared on a backhand by Fitzgerald. He'll throw over to first. And that is how the inning concludes as Hernandez grounds out to Ben Fitzgerald, but not before the Black Bears tack on two more. We are through seven innings of play. It is West Virginia 6, Frederick 2 on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Family, Amber, and their
top of the eighth as Bryce Woody remains on the hill for the Black Bears, and he will face Jake Plastiak, Alex Beza, and Matt Odom.
Leading off top of the eighth, designated hitter Jake Plastiak.
We have the viral TikTok challenge of the tortilla slapping going on above the Black Bears dugout in between innings. Sometimes you question how these challenges are created. As
honestly,
Plastiak grounds this one to second, fielded by Elliott. He'll fire over to first, one gone in the eighth.
And that's how you take care of Jake Plastiak. One pitch, lazy ground ball to second base for the first out. Woody real good getting the final out of the seventh on for the eighth, as I assumed. Easy first out here.
And now Alex Beza coming to the plate. Beza so far here tonight, 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. Not very often you mention Jake Plastiak and easy out in the same sentence, unless the word not is in between there. But Beza taking a first pitch fastball for a strike. Woody has been very good here in relief of Cannon Butler. Fastball just missing below the knee. Santini trying to lift it to the best of his ability, but not fooling Jeff Peel again.
Held it there for a second. Thought he might have bought another one, but not quite.
Long pause here from Woody, then deals the 1-1. Fastball skipped in the dirt. Now two balls and a strike.
Up four now. All you need to do is worry about attack, attack, attack.
2-1. Beza lines that one into left center field for a one-out single. Houghton down to his knees, keeping that one in front of him, limiting Beza to just the one base.
Well, he attacked. Just got shot right back up the middle into center field for a base hit over the shortstop's, shading shortstop's head. Nice play by Houghton to keep that in front of him, and a weird bounce off the turf.
Now to bring up Matt Odom. Only recorded one official at-bat to this point. Was hit by a pitch in the second, walked in the seventh, and then in between there popped out to Elliott at second base in the fourth.
Some other scores. Trenton leading undefeated Williamsport 5-1 and State College leading Mahoning Valley 6-3.
As Odom hits one hard into the rafters, a little bit to our left, and back down into section 104. Woody continuing to work here from the stretch. Set at the belt, kicks and deals as Odom lines that one into center field. Back-to-back base hits here for Frederick in the eighth, and the keys aren't going down quietly.
No, I'm kind of surprised here with Woody. Those were two hard hit balls after he got the big strikeout looking to end the seventh. And so he's got 8-9, though. A ground ball will end the inning more than likely.
Ready on ready matchup with Tyrese Claiborne. 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch he sees from Woody. A fastball backs him off the plate, and Jeff Peel going to rule that it made contact there with Tyrese Claiborne. Possibly just clipped the elbow guard or piece of the jersey, and now the bases are loaded.
Let's see as we get a look at our replay here. Yeah, got his jersey. Baggy jersey that Claiborne wears. Of course, he's only 5'5", so could be a reason for that. But we got an arm loosing in the bullpen. I'm surprised we don't see JT Thomas or Santini out, and looks like we have some confusion here for the keys. There's no batter coming out right now. What is going on here?
It appears as if they're going to, I thought maybe a pinch hitter, but there's nobody. As
Here comes somebody. It should be
Henry Adam Brower. It will be a pinch hitter. We're just waiting for him to get ready. It's Evan Berkey standing in out of the University of Evansville.
Very interesting.
Number three, Evan Berkey.
Would would not have imagined it would take that long for a pinch hitter to be brought in, however.
So Berkey will pinch hit here. And in terms of the ground ball rate, 48% of the time the ball is put in play, it is on the ground for Woody. Those numbers bode very well for him in this situation. As I mentioned before, West Virginia does have an arm up in the bullpen. We'll work on identification for you there.
So Berkey standing in, hitting 333 for the Keys out of La Quinta, California. First pitch fastball in for strike one. Believe it is Grayson Thurman loosening for the Black Bears. Continue to...
That would make sense.
Get official confirmation there. Woody, long pause, delivers the 0-1, wave and a miss. Berkey almost coming unhinged, but doesn't make contact regardless. Woody staring in, getting the sign from his battery mate, Santini. High leg kick, the 0-2. Shot foul back towards the Keys on deck circle.
Of course, a strikeout will work just as well here. A fly ball would not be the end of the world either. Just you're up four, so that extra run, well, you, of course, wouldn't want to allow it, per se. It wouldn't kill you. You could trade an out for a run at this point, that's for sure.
Got to get these remaining five outs one way or another with the lead. 0-2 from Woody, swung on and just got a piece of it was Berkey.
Oh, I thought he swifted that one, but a good quick call by Jeff Peel, the home plate umpire. It's a foul ball. I'm going either right back down there or I changed my mind. I want to go a high fastball right here.
Say, fastball, throw it up and in.
Tie him up. I agree.
Exactly.
69% of the time he goes with a fastball.
0-2 again from Woody. It's a fastball, but it's outside.
He set up high and away in the other batter's box, did Santini. And that is indeed Grayson Thurman out there as we get a shot of him. And it looks like that Matt Volker is going to stay in the game for Frederick. Nobody loosening out there.
Of course, Volker only going two-thirds of an inning as Berkey grounds this one to first. And Matthew fields it, but there's no play as Woody was slow to get off the mound. It'll go down as an infield single for Berkey. He tacks on the RBI, 6-3. Black Bears still in front, but the Frederick deficit now cut to 3.
Yeah, that's a rough spot right there. As you get a look at the replay, it was just chopped. And Matthew had to make the play. He didn't have the out at second chop so far in the air. And Woody was not over there quick enough at first base. It's just very unfortunate. He got the soft contact he needed and really dominated that at bat, Drew.
Very much so. And now we see JT Thomas make his way out to the mound to talk things over with his pitcher in Bryce Woody, just trying to get the Black Bears out of this one.
Once again, the ground ball would be massive right now. It's a ground ball pitcher technically, too, as he got one there.
He got what he needed. It was just hit to no man's land, and with Matthew going to cover field the ball, there was nobody covering the bag, and I don't want to imagine the frustration that Jed Jerko had when that play was spilled out in front of him.
And there's nothing they could really do about it with the way that they were shifted either. It was just very unlucky. I'm sure everybody involved frustrated.
So now the lineup will turn over. Amir Wright, first pitch from Woody. A fastball down and in, ball one.
Got a bear down out there.
Pun intended?
Nope.
Of course, if Thurman were to come into this game, it would be a save situation.
Indeed.
At this point.
Indeed.
1-0 to right, waved and missed. A big changeup there from Woody.
Nice off-speed pitch. Woody's going deep into his bag. as the changeup and curveball only used a combined 5%, 4-1 respectively. The fastball at 69%, the slider at 26%. So Woody using his whole arsenal here.
1-1 to right. It's a fastball down and away. Now two balls and a strike. Bases loaded, full of keys. It's Oldham at third, Claiborne at second, Berkey at first. 2-1 from Woody. Fastball down and in.
You got to think this might be Woody's last batter here.
I would have to agree. It almost just seems as if Woody has ran out of...
Ready.
Woody continuing to work from the stretch. A 3-1. Amir Wright, line drive out to left field. That's going to be hauled in by Turner Hill, making a great play to rob Amir Wright of a hit. It'll go down as a sacrifice fly. Oldham will score. Claiborne advances to third. Black Bears still in front, but now their lead down to just two runs.
That was scary.
Very scary.
Hill's route was interesting. That ball was hit pretty hard to deep left center field. Hill came in too far and then had to track back quickly and kind of reached up a little half jump to make that catch. The run score, so it's now 6-4, and Jed Jerko is going to go to his supposed closer here, Drew?
Yes, Grayson Thurman taking over in the closer role. Of course, first half we saw that role belong to Big 99, Trey Braithwaite. Now in the Cincinnati Reds organization, as Grayson Thurman will come in. Looking for a four-out save, product of the University of Lynchburg. Thurman, 6'3", 205 pounds, looking to slam the door here on the keys.
So an inning for Woody as he got the last out there in the seventh, getting out of that jam. He gets in his own jam here, gets a little bit unlucky, but gives up two thus far. He walked zero, struck out one, hit one, and he faced seven hitters. As for Thurman, the new closer, one would think, with the way that Jed Jerko has used him, is Thurman. Grayson Thurman, that is. As we will get his numbers to you here in a second. He has made three appearances. He's pitched three total innings, gotten a save. One for one in that category. He has not allowed a run yet. Walked one, struck out three, a whip of 0-3-3, which is very good. Thurman, fastball at 44% of the time, a curveball at 20% of the time. They have a pitch listed as unknown here at 28% of the time, and a changeup 8% of the time.
The unknown pitch, actually a splitter from Grayson Thurman.
Gotcha. A splitter. Very interesting. Fastball, splitter, curveball, changeup repertoire. He only needs to get one out, but he does get ground balls at a 50% rate in the small sample size he has here. Of course, he was also in the Independent Northwoods League before coming to West Virginia in the first half of the summer, of course, with the Kenosha Kingfish, Drew.
Very much so, of course. Grayson Thurman, certainly no stranger to professional baseball. Native of Lynch Station, Virginia. As a back-end reliever there in the Northwoods League as well. Looking to be business as usual here for Black Bears reliever, just having to tack on an extra out in the process.
And we'll see what we get here. First and third. That's the tying run over at first. You go ahead, run at the plate, and it is Hunter Jump this time. I'm sure of it.
Hunter Jump now just waiting for Grayson Thurman to complete his warm-up pitches as they have finished to this point. So Thurman now looking for a four-out save. Hunter Jump to this point 0-3, was hit by a pitch in the seventh. All three outs, fly balls to Maddox Houghton.
Talk about the ball luck earlier last night.
Thurman from the stretch. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one.
need an out. Ugliest way possible, they just need an out.
Of course, not too ugly, though, for a run to score prior to that out. But
of course.
We'll take it. 1-0. Pitch in there for a strike on the inner half of the plate, and I believe that was the splitter there from Grayson Thurman.
Yeah, 86 on that. The fastball tops at about 91 on average. The splitter is in between the 80 and 86 range, as is the changeup. Curveball, he'll dip it down to 75, 76.
1-1. Foul tip there off the end of the barrel. Another fastball from Thurman. But more importantly, two strikes on Hunter Jump.
That one at 92. 1-2 on Jump, as you mentioned. Big pitch right here. They get bigger every time.
Long pause from Thurman. Pitch home. Chop foul down to the third base camera well. Keeps the count right where it is at 1-2.
Yeah, Drew, we are 2-1 after 4.5 innings, and then the Black Bears have scored 4 in their last 3 trips to the plate, and the Keys have scored 3 in the last 2 innings thus far.
A lot of offense in these late innings. Thurman now set at the belt. Kicks and deals. Check swing there from Jump. Fouling it into the netting above the Keys dugout on a changeup.
Real nice job to fight that off. It was another quarter half swing just staying alive as State College has beaten Mahoning Valley 6-3. And Trenton up on Williamsport 6-1 in the top of the ninth. So you got to assume that the Crosscutters will suffer their first loss. So a chance to get to one game back for the Black Bears here if they can hold on.
1-2 to Jump. Fly ball out to right field, but right at Ruben Fontes. And that is exactly what the doctor ordered for Grayson Thurman and the West Virginia Black Bears. 7.5 gone here at the Mon. West Virginia 6, Frederick 4 on the Black Bears radio network. Back here for the bottom of the eighth as Evan Berkey will stay in the game to play shortstop for the Frederick Keys. Tyrese Claiborne moving to second base, so the day is done for Henry Adam Brower. Shout out to Gareth Kwok of the Keys for letting us know of that here in the booth. Of course, he's right next door, but we'll still take it.
Absolutely. Gareth helps us out a lot, putting together his own game notes for us so we don't have to do as much research. Big shout out there.
Absolutely. Of course, Matt Volker coming to the plate, or on the mound, I should say, facing Logan Matthew at the plate. First pitch, wave and a miss there by Matthew for strike one. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here as Volker was set to throw the pitch and stumbled in his. Fortunately for Volker, there's nobody on base, as that would have been a balk.
Yeah, very odd. No pitch, though.
0-1 now. Matthews skying this one in the air to the left field side of the park. That'll drop into the concourse quickly. No balls and two strikes to the Black Bears first baseman.
Yeah, head 0-2 quick here. Black Bears trying to get a run back.
Brooks sets up outside 0-2. Curveball there from Volker, missing outer half of the zone. Tyrese Claiborne well on the outfield grass over there on the right field side of the park.
Oh!
Comebacker in and out of the glove there of Volker. Fires over to first, and Logan Matthew beats it out by half a step. My goodness, that was a very close call, and Matt Volker just saw his life flash before his eyes.
My goodness, it hit the glove and then went out, and he does good to just go back and get it and throw it to first, which he definitely was safe, which Baeza did not agree with.
We saw Joe Oliver making his way out of the dugout, went to check on his pitcher. He got to the third baseline, and Volker looked over to him and said, "I'm good." And Joe Oliver turned around and walked back to the dugout.
That'll get the heart going.
Got my heart going. It wasn't even me out there on the mound.
I didn't even mean to say anything. I found myself going, "Oh, my God." Thing was smoked right back at him.
First pitch, looping curveball there to Jack Elliott, missing the inner half of the zone. Ball one. Elliott 0-for-3 so far tonight. Looking for a hit to make something out of nothing here for West Virginia. 1-0, another curveball this time. Volker able to dot the black, even the count 1-1. Second hit of the night there for Logan Matthew. Long pause from Volker, then delivers. Fastball above the letters. Elliott back ahead in the count.
Black Bears looking to get those runs back, as I mentioned before. Got the meat of the order here, 5-6.
Volker going to throw over to first, keeping tabs on Matthew.
My heart's still racing from that play.
You and me both.
Can't concentrate over here.
Long pause now on the pitch, and then Elliott waves and misses. Another fastball from Volker. Back even. This time it's 2-2.
Good job by Volker out on the mound to regain his composure.
2-2, Elliott looping curveball, swung on and fouled back towards the grandstand of the concourse, keeps the count right where it is.
See, that's one of those that we need to come up here. It was just a soft little looper, just didn't have enough height or the right direction, but that would be an easier catch.
2-2 again to Elliott, called strike three. Fastball on the outer half of the plate. Elliott can't believe it. It's the second time he's gone down on strikes. And now Tremaine Spears will step to the plate.
Yeah, it's a good pitch there. I have no problem with that one personally. Too close to take for sure. One away.
Spears is 1-for-3 tonight. That single occurring all the way back in the second inning. First pitch, rather, Volker throwing over to first base. Just heard the loud crack of the glove, but it was Plastiak's first baseman. And now Volker delivers towards the plate, dropping a curveball in on the inner half for strike one.
Another nice pitch right there. Just dropped it right into the zone. Not affected by that comebacker, it seems.
As the 0-1 pitch there is down in the dirt, blocked by Brooks to even the count, 1-1. Followed a strike now. Pitch home from Volker. Spears gets a piece of it, fouling it towards the sweet level, but not quite able to reach. And now Spears behind a ball and two strikes.
Once again, got to protect. See if Volker can execute another nice pitch or even get a ground ball.
One, two to Spears. Check swing. Did he go around? Appeal out to first base umpire Mike Davis, and he rings up Spears, and Spears is having a quick word with Jeff Peel about that.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I am not a big fan of appealing for the strikeout unless it was pretty obvious, and that one looked pretty close. I'm going to have to disagree with Mike Davis over at first base, but either way, it's a strikeout.
Now Maddox Houghton will step to the plate. 2-for-3 so far is Houghton. First pitch to him, missing the zone, backing Houghton off the plate. Looping curveball there to Houghton, missing the inner half of the zone. Two balls and no strikes.
See if Houghton can do some more damage.
Long pause here from Volker. 2-0. Houghton taking a fastball on the outer half of the plate.
All I'm saying is that since Jimmy Galuski gave him that hitting advice, a home run and a bunt single, he scored twice.
2-1 looping curveball. Houghton taking this one the opposite way, but right at Matt Odom. So even though he didn't reach base, still solid contact there for Maddox Houghton as we are through. 8 innings of play at the Mon. Last chance for the Keys coming up. It's the Black Bears 6, Keys 4 on the Black Bears Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Grayson Thurman looking to close this one out. Of the ninth, Grayson Thurman needing 3 more outs, and he will do so looking to retire the heart of the Frederick Order, Ben Fitzgerald, Robert Brooks, and Jake Plastiak.
It's a tall ask, but if anybody can do it, it is Grayson Thurman.
Fitzgerald so far 0-for-2, sacrifice fly and a walk. Brooks is 2-for-4 along with Plastiak. Spears just a step behind the infield grass. First pitch, fastball there from Thurman. Down in the dirt, ball one. Thurman looking for his second save as a West Virginia Black Bear. Getting the sign now from J.C. Santini. Sets up outside the 1-0. That's fouled straight back over her head. And thought for sure that one may have had a chance to come into the booth, but long strike one.
Actually, kind of glad that did not. It was hit really hard. I see Garrett had his glove up over there as well. So he he's ready. I need to start bringing my glove to these games. He's got it going on over there.
1-1, and Fitzgerald pops that one straight up. Santini may have lost it in the light for a split second, but is able to recover in plenty of time for out number one.
Yeah, just popped it straight in the air, and that's a tough play for catchers. They got to get rid of the mask and find that ball right up the chute. So that's definitely a tough play, and nicely done by Santini, who's had a very, very nice game defensively tonight.
So that'll bring up Robert Brooks. We see the Black Bears already shifting, anticipating a pull hitter in Brooks to the left side.
And that middle infielder still not over that second base bag line, as we've talked about multiple times tonight.
First pitch, one. So not over the middle of the bag. Whether or not they would be in that pie slice,
I think so.
Different question.
Yeah.
1-0 from Thurman, waving a miss there. Beautiful changeup from Thurman. Count evens the ball on a strike. Do have post-game fireworks coming up after the conclusion of this game, so post-game recap will be shorter as Brooks waves and misses there. Another off-speed from Thurman, possibly the splitter. It doesn't matter. It's two strikes regardless.
He's looking good so far. As he came in, he got the last out of the eighth and has retired the first here in the ninth, looking to do so here with the second batter as well.
1-2. Pitch in the dirt. Whoa. Santini rolling around back there in some
I think it hopped up and got him in the neck. He is in a lot of discomfort right now.
Jed Jerko, athletic trainer, quickly out to tend to Santini. Brooks, again, certainly knowing that pain. I mean, this is the second time that Santini has taken a beating when Brooks has been at the plate.
And he gets up to his feet here.
Check it on the replay.
Get a nice hand from the crowd. He'll walk out. We'll see if he'll stay in the game.
Pitches in the dirt. Yep, got him on the neck.
And some, you see the hockey goalies have the gobblers. He has a hockey goalie-type mask on right now, as he's going to take a long walk with his pitcher behind the mound and get his bearings back, see if he can continue. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw a couple of pitches thrown in.
All eyes on J.C. Santini just...
See him flexing his neck area around, rolling his head. And he's going to continue.
Yep, getting the mask back from Jed Jerko, and he wants to finish this one out. I mean, J.C. Santini, he's a tough guy. He's not going to go down without a fight, and he wants to finish off these final two outs.
Sure, and the crowd appreciates it, too. He got a nice round of applause there. And I was trying to look at his mask. He does not have the gobbler, as most catchers do not.
No. Two balls, two strikes to Brooks. Pitch home from Thurman. It's a fastball down and in to run the count full.
Got to lock back in here because you know who's on deck. It's Jake Plastiak, and you do not want him to be representing the tying run. That is for sure.
Absolutely not. Tremaine Spears hugging the line on the third base side. Long pause here from Thurman. The payoff pitch. Hard grounder to short, fielded by Stellan, spins around, fires over to first, pulls him off the bag, off the fence in front of the Black Bears dugout. Tough play there for Stellan. Would have to imagine this one goes down as a hit, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I would definitely give a hit there. It was a very tough, tough play at short as he had to range as he was shifted towards third base, deep into the hole that actually was in the middle of the field, and unlike the traditional hole that he was playing in, made a nice spearing grab and was unable to get him at first. That should go as a hit. We will see, though.
And now the situation that nobody wanted, Jake Plastiak coming to the plate. I mean, you knew he was going to hit, but you don't want him to be the tying run. And they are actually giving Stellan an error.
I think Santini might pull himself from this game.
Yep, Santini makes his way to the dugout. He's feeling it now in his neck, and he's going to get a round of applause from the crowd. So now the question becomes, Jed Jerko talking to home plate umpire Jeff Peel. I mean, the obvious obvious replacement would be Nolan Metcalf coming in to finish out these two outs, but have to imagine that that's what Jed Jerko's talking about.
See, now Metcalf has to warm up, so now you're kind of accidentally, obviously there's nothing you can do about it, but you're icing your own pitcher here. You don't want him throwing a bunch. So we will see what happens as we wait for Metcalf to get suited up. Probably the right move by Santini. If he doesn't think that he can properly do the job behind the plate, it's the most important position on the field.
Of course, Santini, I mean, it takes a lot as an athlete to pull yourself out of a game. And for Santini to recognize that he was not in the best position to give the Black Bears a chance to win, I mean, that speaks volumes to his character as a person.
Absolutely. We hope he is okay, of course. Would not be surprised at all if we saw Nolan Metcalf out there tomorrow just as a precaution.
I was just going to say, even after he took the hit, I had a feeling we were going to see Metcalf tomorrow, but him leaving pretty much all but confirms that it'll be Metcalf tomorrow.
So now you've got your pitcher throwing, Thurman throwing more pitches than he needs to. He's been interrupted this inning twice. That ball was hit hard, but the error was given, so not on him.
We actually have a pinch runner for Robert Brooks. It's Calvin Rucker.
Makes sense as Brooks is the catcher.
Want a little bit of speed over there on the bases. Of course, Rucker in infield by trade. Now Jake Plastiak will come to the plate. Nolan Metcalf taking over for J.C. Santini behind the dish. First pitch here, Plastiak skying this one. Possibly berm on the left field side, and yep, bat shattered. Plastiak going to get a new stick.
Yeah, you could tell on the sound that bat made that it broke on contact, and Plastiak's reaction was like, oh man, I could have had that one.
Now Plastiak has to...
More delays, Drew.
Yep, put some more chalk. I mean, just a split-second delay. I mean, it could have been a lot longer.
Indeed.
Plastiak representing the tying run at the plate with Calvin Rucker pinch running at first for Robert Brooks.
Hitting from the left side again with the right-handed pitcher.
0-1 to Plastiak. Three-quarter swing went around. Says Jeff Peel, strike two, and that's a huge strike.
Another huge, huge, huge pitch coming up here. 0-2 to the best hitter, in my opinion, on this Keys team. Definitely the best power bat that they have at the moment.
0-2 from Thurman. Hard chopper. Right side, but foul. Calvin Rucker has some extremely bright orange cleats out there on the bases. I mean, you can't miss him.
Wow, yes he does. I didn't even notice that before. I've been so focused on Plastiak at the plate, I haven't even looked over to first base. Those are some aggressive cleats. I like it, though.
I agree. 0-2 swung on and missed. A foul tip into the glove of Nolan Metcalf. A huge out number two. And Frederick down to their final out.
Huge out right there. Had some downward movement on that thing. I think that was probably that splitter that we talked about before. Beautiful pitch right there to get a very, very good hitter. Alex Baeza now out and scored.
Plastiak was swinging for the fences. First pitch to Baeza. fouled back to the backstop.
And at this point, why wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't question what Jake Plastiak does. I mean, he has a recipe for success.
Yes,
but
he has like 4 home runs here already this year. So
yeah, he's got the pop. He knows how to swing it. 0-1 to Beza. Curveball dropped in at the letters for strike two. Frederick down to their final strike.
Yeah, beautiful curveball dropped right in the zone as this crowd comes to life here at the Mound. One strike away from a victory.
Thurman getting his signs from Metcalf. Long pause, the 0-2. Another curveball can't catch the back door. Now ball and 2 strikes on Beza.
He just missed the zone with that one there. It's all right. That's a fine waste pitch. Still have another 1 or 2 to waste if you really want to.
Another long pause from Thurman. The 1-2. Foul tip off the bat there of Beza. Thought he swung and missed, but just got a piece.
Yeah, I thought it. You thought it. The crowd thought it, but it was just tipped off of that him and then off the glove or gear of Metcalf.
Just get more news from Stephen Lockwood. Former Black Bear Matthew Teeting committed to Arizona State in the Pac-12.
Very nice. Another D1 player coming from the draft league in West Virginia specifically. Teeting, a good player. We saw a lot of him in the first half.
Yes, we did. Another 1-2 from Thurman. Fastball outside, just missing the zone.
Ooh.
Back even 2-2.
That was close. Too close to take for Beza, but he does, and he gets away with it. 2-2 now. I think you come right after him here.
Two-two pitch in the dirt, taken for ball 3 as Rucker advances to second without a throw. Defensive indifference, and the count runs full.
Yeah, it'll be a indifference there, not a stolen base for Rucker as he just walked down to second base. 3-2 now, Drew.
Let's go, Black Bears, is the chant. Payoff pitch from Thurman, and it's down below the knees. It's ball 4 to Beza, keeps the inning alive. Change up there, couldn't catch the zone.
It'll bring up Matt Oldham. He'll represent the go-ahead run here in the 9th. Late game craziness here once again at Monongalia County Ballpark.
Well, it wouldn't be a Black Bears game if there wasn't late game craziness.
It's a good point. Very good point.
Matt Odom. 1-for-2, hit by a pitch and a walk, scoring a pair of runs. First pitch to him. Fastball missing just outside. Ball 1.
Another near miss right there. He's all around the strike zone. He just cannot get in there right now.
Thurman going through the signs here with his new battery mate, Nolan Metcalf. The 1-0 off the end of the barrel there. A fastball fouled back and out of play as the count evens 1-1.
Yeah, good job to get back and even the count up. The 1-1 pitch is arguably, besides 3-2, the biggest pitch of the at-bat because of how different scenarios 2-1 and 1-2 are. So we'll have one of those right here.
West Virginia looking to tie this 4-game series at 1 apiece. The 1-1 from Thurman. Fouled back and out of play. Another fastball. Odom down to his final strike.
Yeah, nice pitch right there. He's spoiling it away, is Odom. I'm looking for high heat here, Drew. I don't know about you.
I'm looking for whatever retires Matt Odom.
Fair enough.
Thurman staring in, getting a sign he likes. 2 runners on here in the 9th. The 1-2 pitch, hard grounder, diving play by Matthew. He can't grab it as Marcus Smith is going to wave home. Calvin Rucker, RBI single there for Matt Odom. Frederick cuts their deficit in half. 6-5 West Virginia.
The Keys stay alive with an RBI single. In the grand scheme of things, that run really does not matter, as the one that does did not advance past second base, Drew.
Absolutely.
So a single here does not necessarily guarantee a run for Frederick, although it more than likely will. It's Tyrese Claiborne, the shortstop.
Claiborne looking to keep the inning alive. First pitch to him, a fastball inside, has to jump out of the way of it for ball one.
No action in the bullpen. This is Thurman's game.
Jed Jerko going to his closer and sticking with it.
Absolutely.
To pull your closer.
Yes.
1-0 to Claiborne. Curveball in at the knees. Strike one.
Very nice pitch right there. Dropped it right on in. Beautiful bender.
Grayson Thurman laboring here in the ninth. The 1-1. Check swing there from Claiborne, but holds up in plenty of time. Now two balls and a strike on a pitch that was down and away.
He'll move the count to 2-1, as you mentioned, and big pitch after big pitch after big pitch here. Stressful times here with the tying run on second, the go-ahead run on first.
Long pause from Thurman, the 2-1, wave and a miss there as Thurman blew the fastball by Claiborne. And for the third consecutive batter in a row, Frederick down to their final strike.
Crowd can sense it once again here. Kids getting loud on this Friday night.
The set from Thurman. The 2-2. Curveball runs inside, backs him off the plate, and the count full.
A single surely scores the runner from second. Beza now, as the runners will be off with the motion of the pitcher.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-1 here for Frederick, trailing by one. The 3-2, check swing, did he go? Yes, says home plate umpire Jeff Peel. The appeal from Claiborne down to first will not matter. Grayson Thurman slams the door. Your Black Bears take it by a final score of 6-5. Grayson Thurman, bend but don't break.
Yeah, they made it interesting, all right, as the Keys, they score four times in the last three innings, but it is not enough. We saw the Black Bears come up just short with a rally yesterday. The Keys do the same today, and this series is now tied at one.
That being the most important aspect heading into the final two games of the four-game set between the Keys and the set to recap this one here very quickly with the fireworks show set to begin here in just a few minutes. As Frederick got on the board first, Ben Fitzgerald sacrifice fly out to right field, scoring Amir Wright. Bottom of the second, Logan Matthew tying the game at one with the home run to right center field. In the bottom of the third, West Virginia tacked on one more run as Fontes grounded into a fielder's choice. The run coming across being Anthony Stellan as a result of the error by shortstop at the time, Tyrese Claiborne, made it 2-1 Black Bears. Maddox Houghton with the home run in the bottom of the fifth gave the Black Bears a 3-1 lead. And then Ruben Fontes, a home run of his own to right field, makes it 4-1 West Virginia. Ben Fitzgerald draws the RBI walk in the top of the seventh. That scores Matt Odom. 4-2 West Virginia at that point. In the bottom of the seventh, Turner Hill struck out. Ball got away from Robert Brooks on a throw down to third. That allowed Houghton to come in from third and score after swiping third base. And then Ruben Fontes singling to left field, allowing J.C. Santini to score, makes it 6-2 West Virginia. In the top of the eighth, Berkey singling, makes it 6-3 Black Bears. And then a sacrifice fly off the bat of Amir Wright, scoring Odom once again. Odom singling in the top of the ninth to cut the Black Bears lead to one. And that's all she wrote here as we take a look at the pitchers here tonight. It will be Luke Eldred getting credit for the win. As for Frederick suffering the loss, it'll be Alan Sathoff. And then, of course, Grayson Thurman recording the save. Mike, your final thoughts on tonight.
Eldred pitched really well and deserved the win for sure. Sathoff pitched well if you take away the three solo home runs. So that really bit him at the end of the night. And I guess deserving of the loss because you give up three solo home runs. You can't really expect to win the game when you give up three long balls. And Thurman, gutsy performance. He stuck with it. And the Black Bears able to win this one. Look to guarantee themselves a split of the series tomorrow, 7:05, as fireworks on the way here tonight.
Absolutely. Fireworks here, just the 5 pregame show begins at 6:35, and it is Bark in the Park night at Monongalia County Ballpark. So get your tickets now and buy your dog one, too, for just $5. And every four-legged Black Bears fan will take home a bandana as a result. That'll do it for us here at the park. For my broadcast partner, Mike Seitz, for everybody in the video production room, and the general manager of the West Virginia Black Bears, Leanne Sonato, I am Drew Von Sayo, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 6:35 for game 3 of the 4-game set between the Black Bears and the Keys. Have a great night, everybody.